Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
code.
Take a pose.
IQ.
Come on, baby mama.
Do you wanna see? 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 We'll be right back. Rocky Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Rocky Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300. As well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, The Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook, or visit the event page for more info. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Punch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Punch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Garcon and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Show season two, where tonight we will be talking about who got the biggest dick in ballroom. We are going to talk about all the motherfucking nude pictures that are surfacing all over Facebook. Who got the biggest dick, the tightest ass, and the deepest throat? So I want you guys to call in and share these pictures, and we all are going to go to Kelly's fan page and talk about all the pictures all over Facebook. So without further ado, let's bring on the cast members and let's get this shit started, because there's a lot of pictures surfacing all over Facebook, and I want to know who the fuck they belong to. Jason, you're on the air.
Girl, I ain't ready. I am not ready.
We're not going to waste any time here. Vonna, how are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you, Jasmine?
Are you ready to look at these pictures and talk about them?
Yeah.
Alexis, darling, how are you, sweetie? Alexis.
Oh, Jesus, let me get a cold pop. I need to get a cold pop. Hey, Miss Vonda.
Miss Alexis. Okay, we're going to come back to you. J-Rock.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, J-Rock?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm just a knot, so I'm going to...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I heard about all that. Oh, God. It's okay, J-Rock. It's okay.
My little feelings are, like, just so hurt right now, and I'm crushed because I got put out of the D-list after a week.
Well, there's a new A-list from all over the page. Let's all point to legendary Mother Kelly's fan page. Naima, how are you, sweetie?
I'm good. I'm here, honey.
All right. And Enrique, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everybody?
Oh,
hey, ladies,
how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Enrique.
I have a number on here. I just want to get to it because I'm not sure who they are. 603-203, you're on the air. 603-203.
Yeah, this is Nikki. I'm trying.
Cool, Nikki.
Yeah.
What up now? Do y'all know who that is?
I know who Nikki Miss Rahi is, but that don't sound like her.
This is Nikki. This is Nikki Mizrahi.
Oh, that's you. What seat? That is her. What seat, sis? This is my
hi.
Kid.
Hi.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you sitting with us or you just wanted to listen?
Yeah, I'll chime in and stuff.
She is crazy. All right, well, do me a favor. When you want to come on, just press one for me, and I'll bring you back on the air, okay? All right, guys. Let's talk about all this shit that's happening all over Facebook. And let's look at all the pictures and everything that's happening.
I just seen one of them on Sunday. Ooh. And I'm gagging, honey. Dude.
Live up and in person.
I seen him up in person. He's so handsome in person and everything. It just, ooh. And they just got the child all out, ding dong, all out and everything. Ooh.
I mean, there's like so many dick pictures in here. I mean, you don't have to pay for porn anymore. You got video clips. all you have to do is go to Legendary Kelly Mizrahi's fan page on Facebook, and you will get the page is just growing and growing, just like the dicks are growing. Let's just all go over there and look at this.
Hey, Jasmine, could you use initials? Because we don't want to get her page, you know, reported. So I would just use initials. You don't want to get stuck there.
It's going to be reported regardless. Okay. It really doesn't even matter.
Unless she make her page secret. Unless she make that group secret.
It's going to get reported, and the only thing that's going to happen is the people that are posting the pictures is going to have to remove them and put them down. Ain't nothing going to happen to the group.
Well, Lord Jesus.
We have a call at 704-912. You're on the air about the dick pictures.
I ain't going to be able to watch this page. I'm sorry.
704-912, you're on the air.
Oh, I was just listening.
Okay, press one for me or you hung up. Okay.
I almost burnt my motherfucking food, honey, because I thought I was going to miss something in that room.
Is this the Subway? Lord,
it's all types of treats and trinkets and yams and just. They just all just busting it loose and everything, honey, in there. It's all types of butch queens, honey, who I had, you know, fantasized about, you know, wanted to know what it gave or wanted to carry and cut up. It's just like, oh, okay, girl, I got my fill today.
And are you satisfied with what you see?
You know, some of them I am. Some of them I was a little disappointed. But,
I'm disappointed.
773-778, you're on the air.
How in the hell did I manage to get shaded out of a group? What in the hell is this shit?
Oh, is that Corky?
You know what? I ain't got time for that shit. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. I want to file a personal motherfucking order against Kelly for infringement. Girl, how could she possibly not include me in such a room? Where there is
well,
a sausage
you,
club
you,
of the
have
month.
Have you ever been a fan of Kelly's page? This page ain't nothing new. It's been around for ages.
I ain't ever no page. Oh, well, I'm out the group here.
Well, no, you've been added. Welcome to the group.
Look at you. You wanted to see it, honey.
Look how thirsty the girls are.
Okay.
I take that personally.
Can we say
I
thirsty
fan,
again?
You know, some of them in
oh,
there.
Oh, Lord Jesus. It's a fire.
That didn't, some of them boys in there, you know, butch queens, you know, they like to play top on a lot of people's time. And some of those pictures out, and now I'm not a meat connoisseur girl. You know, I could, you know, really care less about dick. But some of them, not too much. Some of them children in there.
Bitch, on the trial.
That was claiming top, or, you know, they don't want nobody to play in their yams. It was just like, girl, you was born a natural born bottom with that dick. Like, who you think you fooled with that?
I'm going to need you to watch your mouth.
Oh. I'm just saying.
Hello, chat room. I'm so sorry. I was distracted. Hi, Mr. Man. How are you?
Oh, Mr. Man in there. Hi, Miss. I'm in the kitchen, honey, getting my food finally.
Bitch, are these Tickle Me Elmo socks?
Yes,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah,
child. He is busting it.
Wait. Now look. Catch. now I'm getting hit up. Can you add me too?
No, bitch. They care about me.
All right, all jokes aside, it's not what we're talking about tonight. I just wanted to, you know, kind of wake it up a little bit. But we are not talking about all these motherfucking dictatures.
Okay.
And everything
well,
that's happening
y'all
up in this
go.
Motherfucking room. But I guess it is entertaining for everybody. Look, oh God, Jasmine, why am I not in this room?
Well, let's see.
I mean, y'all should have been fans before the dictatures and everything started circulating. Why wasn't y'all fans then?
Now y'all want to be fans now to be nasty and collecting sage pictures.
Yeah,
I wouldn't add none of those girls in here.
Y'all want to all see that's what y'all stress my sister out. Y'all stress my sister out. It just don't make no sense. So let me bring my sister on the phone so she could just give y'all a little taste. Sister Kelly Mizrahi, you're on the air.
Okay, all you girls that's hitting my sister up, wanting to be a part of my page and be a part of my fan group, baby, you wasn't fans before this page came up. Don't try to be a fan now. Stick to A-list, bitch. It's called, I'm about to change the name and it's no longer going to be the fan page. It's called the Ballroom Takeover. Bitches, you post them up, I'm going to put them the fuck out, videos and all. Any girl that's out there that wants them to stay, and I'm going to let you girls, I'm going to let all you motherfucking bitches know one motherfucking thing. I can't post them from my page, so I'm posting them from my fake profile because the girls got me blocked. And if I post one more time, bitch, they got to take me out. Yes, mother is Champ West. Yes, mother is Tony Wright. And I post them all. You send them to me, girls, I'm going to post them, and you don't have to worry about anybody finding out you sent me whatever you sent me because I'm going to post them, and I'm here.
I'm taking a
break from the show, but I'm going to wake Facebook the fuck up until I come back.
Hold the fuck up. So, bitch, you finally admitted you was Tony motherfucking right.
And
you
I'm here.
You motherfucker, wide back motherfucker.
Bitch, and I'm here. And you better keep it cute, bitch, because I still got that motherfucking video.
One thing about it, and two things for sure, Kelly, you won't do nothing but increase my motherfucking fan base. I've been sucking dick since I've been 8 motherfucking years
no,
old.
No,
you
ain't talking about that video.
Ain't no motherfucking shame about it.
We ain't talking about that video. We're
talking
about the
about
other
that
one.
Video, Alexis, honey. She's not talking about that one.
We're not talking about that one. We're talking about that other one.
She's talking about you being a team captain at Gagaween, honey. She's talking about you being a team captain performance.
We're talking about that other one. I'm here to let all the girls know. Tonight, it's Butch Queen versus the Femme Queen. Let's have, honey. Let it all out, honey. I'm here. Send me whatever the fuck y'all want to send me, bitch. I will never, ever tell that you sent it to me because my word is my bond. And all I have in this ballroom scene is my motherfucking name and my fucking word. So whatever you got and whatever you want to send it to me, send it to any one of my motherfucking pages and trust and believe it will be posted up. And when you girls block me, I got 3 new pages on standby.
Miss Harrison,
yes,
you let that motherfucking video surface, bitch. And I promise you. You will have to get the fuck up off Facebook.
Baby, when I tell you girls, bitch. Ooh. Mother is ready to dance, bitch. I've been doing this for 19 years. Come October 22nd, I ain't never take a picture. I ain't never send out a picture. So anything you girls want or anything you girls need about me, the only thing you can do, bitch, is probably get a picture with me without my makeup off or with my motherfucking mouth open sleeping in the car. You post it. If you send for mother, mother will come.
Why do you have this up here?
Yeah,
oh
well,
God,
you know, I'm about
eye.
To go to the store. I'm about to run to the store and get me some cigarettes, honey. I'm going to come back and listen to the show, honey, and I'll be here. So if anybody out there that's on Facebook and you want to talk or you got anything to say, please do hit me up in my inbox on any one of my pages and send whatever you need to send over, and I will definitely make sure
well.
It definitely hits the ballroom takeover because I'm taking over.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kelly. Okay,
and all you girls, and all you girls, and all you girls in Butch Queen Alba, stop trying to figure out who I am and all these different groups. I keep telling y'all girls, stop trying to figure it out. Any person that I am on Facebook, either I don't have the boy a couple of months ago or years ago, bitch, and I can get him to get on cam with any motherfucking Butch Queen to verify my profile so I can get into y'all motherfucking room. So stop trying it.
Wow.
That's how good mother is. TMZ, E! News, Ballroom, Tins of Chop, number one radio station. It don't get no motherfucking better than this. Put me on hold.
What you say, fuck the A-Lab?
Bitch, I did a really
cold
pop. All right,
everybody. Let me go to these two callers real quick before we get into tonight's topic. 646-639, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Kurt.
Hey, Kurt. How are you? I ain't here for you in a long time. How you been?
Fine. Yourself?
I'm good.
Well, actually, one of the individuals that pictures up in that room is actually not a ballroom participant.
Is it Joe?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's known for, like, the club scene and being out, but he don't walk balls at all.
Well, so, who is it?
He has on a fitted hat, and he's standing on a chair in, like, a dining room setting.
Is he poking his butt up?
No, he had his dick out.
Oh, well, child, you talking about half the damn pictures.
Okay. Mm.
You want us
all
to
right,
barrel
well,
down
we're
a shitty hat?
We're not
going
to continue with the room for, you know, right now, but thank you, sir. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold, and I want you to come with us when we talk about the topic, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Kurt. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller.
Sound like they eating chicken.
You. And the last person, okay. All right, on a serious note, thank you for all tuning in for the State Emergency Show tonight, where we will be talking about, I don't want to use the term Butch Queens versus Femme Queens, because it's really not mainly about Butch Queens versus Femme Queens. It's about the respect factor between males and females. How women are treated by men and how men are looked at by the women. How Butch Queens are so opinionated towards the femme queens and the things that they say, but yet the things that they do, i.e. the things that we're seeing right now in this room, and the femme queens do very similar things, but not as, to me, it's not as deep with what we're seeing tonight. And how the butch queens and femme queens are looked at by their peers. You know, by equal people. And also a whole bunch of stuff in reference to the topic, how a lot of women or female figures are kind of like looked at in the corners. You know, you have the butch queens, you know, elder butch queens, older butch queens, you know, as a group. And, you know, when we try to stand for something, a lot of the girls are just kind of, you know, mothers of houses, overseers of houses. They're just kind of looked at as just maybe a trophy piece. And your opinion really doesn't matter. You know, it's like the boys against the girls. You know, just use the girl for, you know, whatever she's good for, you know, when it comes to the house. So when it comes to, like, running a house or, you know, standing by the side of the house or supporting the house, you don't really get that support. You know, it's like the men dominate everything, and the women are kind of pushed to the side. And I can give you guys so many scenarios, you know, in the real world, you know, as a business owner for over 11 years, you know, the things that I had to battle, not just as a female figure, femme queen, or a woman, a black, a Hispanic, a minority, you know, and the things that I have faced in the real world, you know, with other business owners or even employees that I have hired, how they look at it as, you know, well, who is she? And, you know, even though you're working for me, they feel like they shouldn't have to abide by certain rules or regulations, or you can tell they didn't feel comfortable with, you know, anything that they had to do or, you know, the priorities that were set in place for them, because they looked at, you know, me, you know, as, you know, like, well, she's not better than me, or, you know, I come from this, you know, this type of background or this type of family household, and, you know, who is she? So it's a lot, and, you know, not just within ballroom, but within the real world. I've gotten so many messages in reference to the topic, and I know a lot of people have stories to share, you know, about it. Some people in their real life, some people with their biological sister, and things that they, you know, face within, you know, things that they were doing in their local town, and, you know, just a lot of things in general, you know, and also with the whole Butch Queen and Femme Queen honesty hour, you know, it's like a battle between the two. You know, you get all the Butch Queens that get up in these rooms, and they really, you know, are kind of like downing and attacking the Femme Queens, and, you know, trying to say that all the Femme Queens do this and that, and, you know, the one term that I always hear that I cannot stand is, you know, well, she's still, at the end of the evening, she's still a man. You know, where's the respect when you hear that coming from our peers? You know, where's the respect factor when you hear that? And I want to get people's opinion on how you feel about that, you know, because in the same token, you have the Femme Queens that look at them and say at the end of the evening, you're still a fag, you know, and I don't believe in that either. But we're putting ourselves out there like we see with this group and the things that we see in the pictures and the things that are coming out of these rooms, because I don't care what group you're in, everything comes out at the end of the night, or, you know, at the end of the day, everything comes out eventually. And, you know, it's just really, you know, a big, big mess. So that's what I really want to talk about tonight. I want to sit with the way you guys know the show goes. You know, we have a panelist of guests that will talk about the topic, touch upon the topic and the questions. We have Jason, Bonna, Alexis, J-Rock, Enrique, Naima, Devin. You're sitting with us. Kelly will be back with us again after she gets her cigarette. And also the callers and people on Facebook, feel free to call in and tune in. And we will be live for the next 2 to 3 hours talking about this topic. I want to thank everyone for listening and being a part of the show. If you have any messages or questions or opinions, suggestions, or anything, you can send them over to me on Facebook, and I will read your questions or whatever on the air. So we're going to start off with you, Jason. We have a lot of callers that are pressing one. I want to go to them as well, though. Let's go to the callers really quickly. I don't want to keep somebody on hold before we get deep. Hey, Keisha, I know you're out there. I did see you earlier. Press one. I don't know where you went, but press one because I want you to be a part of tonight's topic, too. 803-551, you're on the air. 803-551. Okay. I'm not sure if you're just listening, but I'm going to hang up on you. Press one. Look at all the ones. Everybody's pressing one. 313-740, you're on the air.
What's going on, y'all? This is TJ.
Hi, TJ. How are you?
Hey, TJ.
What's poppin'?
I didn't know if you were coming on tonight because I know you were out and about. But thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, I just came on. I need to actually get on Facebook today and see this room.
Okay, TJ. We're not going to talk about that now.
Is that TJ007?
Who?
917-693, you're on the air.
That's breaking news.
Here we go.
917-693. Gonna hang up on you because you're not saying anything. And 804-304, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hi.
Hey, it's Ken Mizza.
I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate you guys, and like you guys are dope. I was added to this group earlier today, and I've just been tripping like all evening.
Any pics of you in there, Cam Cam?
Huh?
Any pics of you in there?
Nastiness.com. This is not Tuesday. This is not Wednesday. Keep
mind your
pants.
Business. I was asking him a question.
All right, Cam Cam, we're going to put you on hold, and I want you to press 1 for me to get out of the queue. And then if you have a question or anything, press 1 again to come back in. I'm going to start at the top. Jason, what is your opinion on what we are talking about? Did you want to touch up on anything or have anything to say about it?
My opinion in this whole matter is just, because me and you were talking earlier this week, I mean last week, about how I felt how my sister was discriminated against because she was a woman, and it just really bothered me that if it had been a man trying to do what she tried to do, that he would have been supported by everyone and how it is how she tried to do this thing and make something happen. Long story short, people that don't know, my sister and I part-time work at a club, and she was trying to bring a gay night to this particular club here in Baltimore, and we've been going through getting flyers and all this, the stuff made for this club for its opening night, and the owner of the club kept pushing back the date. Then another man that she had to help with the situation, he kept delaying the production of her flyers and all of that other kind of mess. So by the time the event rolled around, it looked piss poor. And it wasn't her fault. It was the people that she had helping her because they were men. And then come find out that the main man she had helping her had made a side deal with the owner of the club behind her back. So it was like they basically set her up for failure. And it just pissed me off. And it just pissed me off because I was like, had this been me, not because I'm a man, but had this been me, I would have saw through this. Or and it's, when she did start to see through it, it was too little too late, because we'd already invested so much money into having flyers made and posters made and all of that. So long story short, it only worked. It went two weekends in a row, and then the second week that it was supposed to happen, the man said, it's only like 3 people in here, I'm shutting this down. And I understand that as a business owner, you got to make money, you got to spend money to make money, but if you're going to give up on something, or you're going to set a woman up for failure because you really don't think that she can succeed at it, or you see the potential that she has of making this a success, and you have nothing to do with it, it's going to hurt your ego.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically saying, and you know, so many words, that you know, the two guys, or the guy, the owner, basically kind of like wanted to use her for whatever it was, but basically wanted to make a side deal with another partner to try to make something off of it, and didn't really give a fuck about her at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and this is your biological sister.
Yeah, my biological
sister. No house sister.
Uh-uh, my biological sister.
Yeah. And here we go with an example of, you know, how men will just utilize the talent, the cute face, you know, the popularity of a female or whatever she stands for, but yet don't want to, you know, pay for anything, doesn't want to give acknowledgement, you know, try to make side deals and just kind of throw her some chump change for whatever it's worth, and just, you know, not just try to include her and give her equal value.
Right.
You know, we've seen this. You know, we've seen this a lot in so many terms in movies and history. You know, this is just what happens. And yet, you know, it to me, it's just very, very odd. Mama, do you have anything that you want to share, or any type of experience or anything you came across? And it's not just about that, but in general, it can be about anything as far as the disrespect as a femme queen that you may have received, or as a female figure. It could be anything touching up on this topic.
The only problem I tend to have when it comes to Butch Queen and Femme Queen stuff is when Butch Queens tell how to tell girls how to be. You know, you should act like fish. If you were fish, you would do this. Fish, I know, do that. That's probably my major problem, because how do you know what fish is? You're a faggot. And that's how I feel, and that is really my main focus about that conversation.
So you don't like a butch queen trying to tell you to be a certain way.
Right, because however I choose to be, or even when it comes to, you know, sexual preference, you know, what, you know, if you're a girl, you shouldn't do this. If you're a girl, you shouldn't do this sexually. What you do when you stand, when you lay down, has nothing to do, or it does not constitute anything you do when you stand up. That's like saying that butch queens, because they're bottoms, that they're fish. It becomes a double standard. So that's it. I just get confused or pissed off when butch queens try to tell girls how to be girls. Let us do us the same way I'm going to let you do you.
Mm-hmm. Alexis, anything you want to say about any of this?
Well, actually, Jasmine, to my recollection, I don't think I've ever been disrespected as a female figure. Of course, everybody knows that I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. However, my thing is, how can we expect the guys to respect us if we don't respect ourselves? First, we have to learn how to respect each other as female figures. We have to learn that you can't, if you're going to be a lady, you can't be a faggot at the same time. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Okay. You have guys, and I mean, first of all, let me say this. We are all homosexual men at the end of the day, right? Some of us have just been blessed with feminine looks, more so than others. So that's one thing we also have to keep in mind. But if you're going to be a lady, you have to learn how to be a lady so that they'll respect you as such. Because if you're a faggot all the time, then when they start treating you like one, then you shouldn't be upset. And I know we all get in our groups and we can read and, you know, kiki or whatever. And believe it or not, that's what fish do. Like, I've been raised around nothing but cunts all my life. And we all laugh and talk. We talk about each other. We talk about bitches walking like, girl, look at this whole right. You understand what I'm saying? So when people say, you should act like a lady. Well, what the fuck does a lady act like? Tell me what the fuck a lady act like. You understand what I'm saying? Because this is as broad as anybody else. They can be classy, they can be ghetto, they can be hood, they can be wretched, they can be, you understand what I'm saying? So it's not, I mean, you can't tell a person to act like cunt because there's like really no set criteria. Ballroom, I mean, let me tell you something, it's about every female figure that I know in the ballroom scene has a fag side. You understand? And they're not, maybe they don't do it around everybody, but everybody, if you can show me one that doesn't have a faggot side, I can show you 20 that do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
what do you consider a fag side?
I mean,
just cutting up, is that what you're talking about? Just cutting up a little bit?
Yeah, just cutting up, just like loud. You know how, okay, for instance, you know how you walk down the street and you see these gay people, and it's just one that's just loud and just
obnoxious.
Yes, you know, but and I call that a fag side, but then at the same time, you have hood girls who act just like that. Especially in New York. I was in school today, and I was like, do this bitch have to get any louder? Now, we're all right here. Bitch, why are you on volume 50?
What is Miss Thing's name from Tiny and T.I.'s show, the hairdresser? What is it, Shekinah? Does anybody know her name?
I think it is Shekinah, something like that.
I was watching that today, and she was just completely a kiki. Like, she was just making the fucking show. And, it, you know, I don't want to say she was acting like fags. I don't want to say she was acting ghetto. I mean, it was, you know, a mixture of both. But, you know, that's just a prime example. When you say, even the cunt will sit there and just act so loud and obnoxious and ghetto and stuff. But would you just consider that being so raggedy and gay when it comes from us as individuals compared to them?
I guess because we are gay men portraying to, you know, going to, you understand what I'm saying? That it's more like you're being a faggot. Versus the real kind who are biological fish, and you understand? I guess that's how people look at it.
I don't know. I kind of look at it a little bit differently. I mean, everybody has.
Hold on, Enrique. We're gonna go down the line, and we're gonna come to you. I just like to go in the order of the callers. Okay. But okay, Alexis, and just remember that, Enrique. But okay, Alexis, let's go to J Rock real quick so we can get to Eric. But J Rock, what is your opinion on any of this?
Well, I got like two opinions. Like when you're talking about a real woman, this is my experience between like the respect of like women. Like I'll just give you. I mean, I can't get in trouble for saying it because who the fuck's gonna say anything to me? Like in my job right now, I'm a career recruiter, and everybody knows that sexy sells, you know, and everything like that. Okay, image is everything when it comes to my job. We have to always have a haircut. Everything has to be clean cut. Everything has to be nice because you're going out here and people want to, we are the first image of the United States Navy. Don't nobody want to see no sloppy-ass military person and saying, do you want to join? If I have to look like that, hell no. So when the women come out here, and I'm guilty of this myself, and this is how they found out I was a queen. When the girls come out here, I make sure that when that bun is up, I tell the girls, make sure that bun is up, make sure it's nice, but get your skirt. And we're going to take this skirt to the tailor. We're going to pencil this skirt in to the knee. And they say, why are we going to pencil the skirt in, Petty Officer Johnson? Because I want you to pencil it in, I want you to go to Payless, and I want you to get the out of regulation, not the shoe that they give you in boot camp. Get the out of regulation pump and wear that in the school. Have your little slides or your shoes in the car. But when you walk in that school, I want you to have that pencil skirt in, that neat shirt. I want that bun nice, and I want that out of regulation heel. And they never understand it till they start getting all these contracts. They start getting all these females and these young boys saying, oh, she's fine, she all this. I'm using them, and I'm guilty of that. But at this side, they found out I was a queen. At the end of the day, I make sure that young lady is taken care of. When it comes down to her getting more rank, her, you know, getting the recognition she needs, because I'm like, okay, she used what she got to get what she wants. She getting all the contracts while all these dudes out here struggling. This female is getting all the contracts, all the plays. She getting the little boys. Because the little boys like her because she's looking good. But she's also getting the females because the females are looking at her like, you know what, I wouldn't mind being in the United States Navy if I can look like that. Because she looks feminine and she looks hot. So I want to join. Now, that's my issue with the real woman. We do use them. Now, with the film queen, I feel like this. I've always felt like this. If your mama didn't teach you how to treat a woman at a young age, you're not going to know how to treat any woman, whether it's a femme queen woman or a real woman. Because women are hood, women are bangy, women do what, you know, real women do whatever. So I hate when people try to say, oh, you a femme queen. Girl, you need to act like a lady. Girl, I know ladies in my family that will cut you. But guess what? I still treat them like a woman. A woman comes from within with me. If you, like I said, you don't even have to be a femme queen. If you are a woman from within, I'm going to treat you as such. I will open that door. I will, you know, make sure that the door is open for you first, or, you know, make sure, are you all right, everything good, everything, because that's just the way I was raised. So if you didn't get that raising in the household, you're not going to do it. And most butch queens don't respect femme queens. Why? Because they don't respect what they want to be anyway, which is a woman. Mm-hmm. And since they're not a woman, since they can't be a woman, they're not going to respect the femme queen. You know what I'm saying? A butch queen that want to be a woman, they're not going to respect no femme queen.
Mm-hmm.
So you really, truly feel that there are a lot of Bush Queens out there that basically can't hack it. And because they can't hack it or they can't step up to the table like a lot of us have, they have a lot of hatred towards us, and that's where they're not going to respect us.
Yes, and I feel that really, because, I mean, if you really think about it, and it just, I mean, like, we got a lot of, I hate calling them femme queens, but, you know, we have a lot of, you know, transgender women on the phone. I'm pretty sure most of the people that you would have to get in line be those little butch queens that are so feminine, and then they want to act like a woman, they want to be a woman. But when you get just a regular little, you know, bunny, like I say, I used to be a bunny, but I'm too old to be a bunny now. But when you get those regular little bunnies out there, they'd be the ones that they live for, the femme queens and the transgender, you know. They're the ones that respect them. But them little ones that be like, girl, she can't tell me nothing. Girl, fuck you. And then that's when you have to let them know, little boy, shut up. And they get so mad when you call them little boy. You're a little boy. If you call me little boy, I'm going to say, okay, that's what I am. But the little boys that want to be women, they get mad when you call them little boy. You're not a woman. You can't cut it. And you don't want to do like I'm doing. You don't want to go through the struggle of what I went through to go through my transformation. You want to be a woman, but you can't be a woman because you can't cut it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody sent over, how can they respect a woman if they don't respect themselves? Okay, thank you, J-Rock. Enrique, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was waiting. As far as, from, I just kind of think that, you know, femme queens, let's just call them women because I think that kind of... adds another stigma. Like, femme queens to me, you still have that part queen on there. So I
right.
like to call them women. You know what I'm saying?
All of them ain't women.
Enrique.
Huh?
All of them not women.
Thank you, Enrique, but Alexis says they're all not women.
Well, you know what? And then some of them aren't. Some of them are in transition. You know, I kind of personally think, like what we tell some of the girls in our house, kind of pull yourself away from the scene. You know what I'm saying? You still have your mentors and stuff like that, but kind of pull yourself out the hype. Because if you're involved, everybody's saying how over you are, and they kind of tend to push you into more balls or push you into doing this, push you into doing that. Whereas if you pull yourself out the scene, you kind of can go at your own pace, do it at your own rate. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of suggest that when you're doing your transitioning, kind of pull yourself away and just kind of involved. Or you can peek in, go to a ball every now and then, but kind of keep yourself away from that femme queen mentality. Like if you're going to be a woman, then you're going to be a woman. But, you know, like Alexa said or Naeem said, you know, some girls are femme queens. You know what I'm saying? Some girls just rather be a queen with breasts and hips. But then there's others that just really want to be a woman. And so I would just kind of pull away and listen to those who actually, because a lot of people don't listen to what you have to say, and you're actually trying to help them. And, you know, you've got to kind of take. But then there's a lot more that do listen, and they do take heed, and they thank you later on in life. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I get rewarded off of.
Okay. Naima,
it's your turn. You know, what I run into a lot when it comes with me living like this and as a femme queen, well, as a woman, as a transgender. You know, what a lot of people don't understand is that this is not just glitz and glam and you know and hair and makeup and nails done and you, well, that's a part of it, you know, but this, you know, outside of all of that, you know, extra shit and stuff like that, this is a lifestyle and this is a way of life for me and maybe other people, you know, like, you know, like Alexis and others that I know, it's a way of life for us. And what I don't like is how these butch queens, you know, they try to compete with us. You know, they you know, the whole thing of, you know, they want to get in drag and, you know, they want to take your man, they want to get your date, you know, they want to do all types of things. They want to get on your lover. They want to act like they use you and like you to get next to you, to find out your secrets, to find out, you know, certain things, or to get your boyfriends, or to, you know, to act like, you know, this and the other. And that's one thing I just don't use. And my whole thing is, that's why I have a barrier or a wall, whatever you want to call it, you know, up against with, you know, with some. I'll play with them, I'll cut up with them, whatever like that, but then, you know, after a while, it's like, all right, boo, time you go home. You know, it's been nice, it's been real, because at the end of the day, you are a butch queen. And to me, you know, butch queens, they only get away with what you allow them to get away with. So if you let them disrespect you, if you let them try you, if you let them get next to you, whatever, like they feel on your time, then they will, you know. But at the end of the day or whatever, you know, they definitely, when they want to get into a read session with you, they definitely want to remind you, oh, but you're still a man. But yet still, you want to, we're not arguing, you want to say you need to act like a lady, you need to act like a woman. But as soon as we get into an argument and I'm letting your ass hold it, then you're going to remind me that I'm still a man. So which one is it?
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Devin.
Okay. I don't know. I have a different idea from what I said last night. So I have to come up to a situation of I tried my best not to impose my thoughts or views on what I feel about femquine and women, especially when it comes down to femquine. I guess because I grew up in a very, I guess I could say, religious environment or whatever, I'm used to a certain type of woman, used to say, you know, kind of classy, keep herself up, you know, just not always done, but respectable. So it throws me off to see, you know, women smoking weed or film queens. You know, everybody that do something, you got your own prerogative. So when I say that, you know, I can't keep imposing myself out on people, I would like to see the film queens be a little bit more classy. But, hey, that's me. I prefer it because I know the more classier or the more contained that you are, it kind of goes to the less clockable. You know, because we trying to have a, we, you know, most, a lot of, huh?
Devin, you know what? I'm sorry to cut you off. I think the same thing. But the only thing I don't agree with is when you are, if you are just average, run-of-the-mill girl, I think you blend into society. See, my thing has always been, I've always prided myself on being able to blend into society.
But that's the difference with you, Alexis. That's, your look is every day. Not over the top, 13 million fucking colors in your hair, you know. You just gonna wear a bunch of unnecessary ass clothes or whatever the case may be. It's classy for you, but when you do every day, that's classy. Some women have to go a scale, like in my instance, would probably be like Amelia Black Prada. That's a scale. You know, you carry yourself like a lady. All the girls. Now I come in Chicago, and you know, I come to the home of Continental. So when I'm in the home of Continental, I have like a different idea of what I see about femcoins. And a lot of the femcoins that I see that are trying to do something, or they try to be professional. I mean, yeah, it's just some ghetto bandy bitches out there, and I understand that. But when you say, if you ever, and y'all take it how you want it, if you ever want to make it off the stroll, if you ever want to make a life for yourself, you have to upgrade what it is that you do. I'm not upset when you say, oh, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. But you decided that you wanted to become a woman. And I respect you as you being a woman, because you said that this is a part of your life that makes you incomplete. You want to complete yourself. And this completes you. When you say that this completes you and this is what's going to make you complete, understand the standards that you set for yourself. You set very high standards. I understand sometimes you may not have, like J-Rock said, you may not have a proper training or whatever, but you should want to go and do some other shit to make yourself more complete. Titties and a couple of pump jobs do not make you complete.
Not when your
mentality is still butch queen like.
Devin, this is my issue. Ballroom has a different standard for transgender than normal society. So this is where the problem comes in with me. Because in ballroom, as long as you've had, as long as you have moans in your system, or either you have some kind of silicone done, you're considered a femme queen.
Uh-huh.
Right? But at the end of the day, my thing is this. Just like Naima said, this is a way of life. Let me explain something to you. I started my transition in 2006 when I moved to Atlanta. Lo and behold, when I came out in 2002, this was not my intention on becoming a female figure. Do you hear me? I was a flaming queen with nails on and my hair done. Not a female figure, a queen with my nails done and my hair done. When I moved to Atlanta, and I think I did that more so because of my mother and them, you know, I didn't want to, I was in denial about a lot of things. But when I moved to Atlanta in January of 2005, I realized that there was a bigger world out there. So I began to progress into my transformation. Now, Enrique said something that kind of, I didn't strike a nerve, but Harold used to always say, I remember it was a time when the girls would leave the scene during their transition.
I was there for that. I remember that.
But you know what? Let me explain something to y'all. As girls, when you have people, when you enter this scene and you start to get your life and you start to become the it girl, it's hard to just stop everything you're doing and leave. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
I agree with you, but I think that, like other people said, it may be hard because you are the it girl and you're caught up in this scene, but then you have to make a decision as well.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make a decision as well. You know, again, what do I really want to be? Because this scene is only for 2 or 3 hours, once a month, once a week, or whatever. But at the end of the day, when I go back home for the rest of the week or the rest of the month or so, I'm back to being me.
That's true. But Jasmine, I'm normally speaking from personal experience. I grew up and transitioned in the scene.
But see, you gotta know how to balance that. There's not a lot of girls. Well, let me not speak for a lot of girls. You know, there's not a lot of queens that I know or women that I know that can balance that. You know, there's a couple that can. Like, I'll give Sabrina.
I can speak for femme queens and say there isn't a lot of them at all. You're right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would say to me, Sabrina to me was a good example. Like, everybody knows her past. Like, she was out in the streets or whatever, but she caught herself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she enrolled. She graduated from Morgan State and stuff like that. So she was able to do that balance. You know, she got life in the scene, but yet she was to pull away and get her life together, her real life together. So it came kind of merged to each other. That's why I give her props. You know what I'm saying? People can say what they want about that woman, how funny she acting she is, but she acts funny for a reason. It kind
of
put distance between her and a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely understand that way, because after going through so much, you have to learn that, wait a minute, you have to step away from the scene and, like you said, focus on your real life. But I think, once again, it's so two-sided, because in one voice, people will say, well, you know, it's time for you to make that transition. You know, you need to fall back and do this or this. But then in the same voice, they're calling you, oh, girl, this ball is coming up. We need you on the floor. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, being the person that I am, like I said, I grew up, I transitioned within the scene while walking balls, and I'm still making changes in myself. So I think a lot of times we have to learn. I thank God for leaders, people in my life that I look to as inspiration and mentors. That my mother, for example, my mother, she has a total life outside of the ballroom scene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the last time she walked a ball was probably 2000. She actually walked a ball in 2005. That's the last time she even been on the ball before, if I'm not mistaken, a major function. But I look at her because her life, she's still who she is in the scene, but she doesn't live ballroom. And I think that's what drew me to her, because she has a whole separate life outside of the scene. A lot of girls, how can you tell me that I need to live my life outside of the scene when every time you turn around, oh, girl, we getting ready to go to this ball. We getting ready to go to this ball. Which one is it? Are you gonna help me transition for myself? Because a lot of people, you know, have you realized a lot of people didn't become a girl because they wanted to?
A lot of people, say that one more time.
A lot of people didn't become girls because they wanted to.
Oh.
Let's go to a couple of callers. I don't want to keep them on hold because a lot of people are pressing one, and they probably think that some of them are putting their hands down. But I'm going to go to you guys and get to you. TJ, I didn't forget about you, but let me go to these callers real quick, and then we'll come back to you. 267-324, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I just had, like, a general statement about the respect level in the ballroom scene towards the female figures, in particular the transsexual women. When you go to balls now, we tend to forget that the balls were created for the girls. This is a scene that the girls created. And over the years, as things progress and change, it's become so dominated by the gay men, where now when you go to a ball, you have to wait so many categories, which I don't mind doing, to see the girls, because that's what I come to see. Is girls. However, you look on the flyer now, you don't really have categories that are for our transsexual sisters. It's now under female figure category, which has the Butch Queens involved. And when you're competing for cash prizes, when you're competing, you know, for these titles, and you are competing against guys who are just in drag, and you're a femme queen and you've gone through the process of transitioning and moaning yourself down, and, you know, if you're voguing against a butch queen, there's no possible way you can really compete with some of these guys, especially the younger girls competing with the older girls. And it's, you know, you see the lack of respect on just how the performance is on the floor, how they push the girls around, you know, how they are really all up in their face. When you see two femme queens battling, they have that mutual respect for each other as femme queens. Yeah, they may have a cat fight, but it's totally different from a butch queen and a femme queen. And we have totally disrespect the girls in our community, and it's a shame because the ballroom scene was created for the girls, and
mm-hmm.
we forgot about that. And that's why a lot of the girls don't come out anymore, because you'll have 20, 30 categories for us guys and two, if you're lucky, for the girls that actually are specified for femme queens. Everything else is a female figure. So the girls don't come out. And a lot of people who really love the girls stop coming out too, because we're not going to see them. We're just going to see the butch queens up in drag. And that's fine, and no one has anything against it, but it goes back to a whole respect issue and how the girls are being treated when they come out to perform. And I think it's quite sad, and we've really lost touch with our transsexual sisters and marginalized them in a community that's already stigmatized and marginalized. And we really need to get back to respecting our femme queens, because at the end of the day, queen is not a disrespectful thing. A queen is something that we uphold with pride, and we don't do that anymore. That's pretty much all I had to say.
Caller.
He's there.
Nicole wants to know who is it, and she said, "Oh my God, you are eating this conversation."
You guys call me the.
Okay.
Thank you, Ghostbuster.
Well.
Oh yes, I remember the voice. I just couldn't remember the name.
The next caller is 239-244. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself? Hello, Rome.
My personal opinion, like, I totally uphold the most respect for STEM queens. My personal opinion about it is, I agree with Enrique and J-Rock. I think that's the name. My personal opinion, if you wanted to be a woman and you said that I want to transition to a woman because I feel as though I'm a woman, I feel as though that you should act like a woman. If you have if you act like a man with tits on your chest or whatever, of course society itself and then against the community is gonna, look at you as a man with a tits on your chest or whatever, and then that's when the disrespect is gonna come.
Caller, can I ask you a question? How does a woman act?
Well, I will say that yes, you do have ghetto women. But the thing is, for us, you have to also consider that, okay, one, I'm already a man transitioning to a woman.
Right.
So it's like you have to go that extra mile just to be careful. If you don't want to be clockable. If you want to be like, is she a woman? Is she a woman? Like, I ran across multiple that they tricked the shit out of me. And they carry themselves like a woman. And that's the difference between a woman and a little girl. You understand? If a little girl acts dingy, ghetto, carrying on or whatever, and fag out. And it's okay to fag out, especially when you're around your friends or whatever. But when you're in the public eye or whatever and you're carrying on and you loud, it's like you making yourself comfortable. So it's like when you get that negative feedback, now you want to pop off. But if you're a woman, you're a woman. That's my thing.
You just solidified what I said earlier. Go ahead.
And that's all it is or whatever. I have a gay mother or whatever, and I love her dearly, and she is unblockable. The only thing that will probably get her caught is because she's a very tall woman. But at the end of the day, how many other real women, biological women, tall women that we have in the world or whatever. So, I just wanted to share that with you guys or whatever. I love film queens or whatever, and like the last caller said or whatever, I do agree. I think the film queens should come out a bit more in the ballroom scene, and I feel like if you come out, you go like a woman, you fag out at the ball, that's fine too, but when you step foot out that door, you need to be a woman because you're a man transition to a woman.
Okay, well, thank you so much, caller. I do agree a lot of the girls are missing in the ballroom scene, but I also know that a lot of them don't feel like being bothered because of the respect factor that's happening within ballrooms, so hopefully that can change. There's a lot of people that are pressing one. I'm going to just go down the line, so just please stay on hold and continue to keep your hand up and we will get to your call. 201-360, you're on the air.
This is Naima, Jason. What's up, everybody?
Hey,
my view is that, like I said last night, I have the highest respect for femme queens, but I feel like J-Rock feels. If you feel like that you're a woman within, then to me, you're a woman. But then I slide over to Alexis's point of view of the ballroom scene being, setting a higher standard for the femme queen. Because in real life, nobody knows what a femme queen is. So if you're going to be a woman, you have to be a transsexual, complete woman, like they said before. But if you're going to be a femme queen, then I guess you could just call it whatever you want to call it. Because to me, it just feels like that this is the aura that you want to put out into the ballroom. Like, this is all your being a woman is about ballroom. And if that's the case, then that's fine. But you can't just go out in the real world and just think everybody's going to accept you as this woman that you are in the ballroom scene, because there you're a femme queen. In the streets, you're a transsexual. So you really should be a woman at all times.
Mark, I think a lot of girls feel and realize, I was in a femme queen in our group one day, and the girls was like, well, we have girls in here who don't have a bit of surge. And I said, well, let me surge make you a girl of a woman. Let me say, like I told her, I said, baby, I've never had any surge done, never. But I think a lot of times when people say transgender is a way of life, it's a way of thinking. If you come to my place, there's no sign of a man. There's no sign that a man lives here, maybe some big shoes. But other than that, there's not, everything is feminine. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people feel like you put some bags on your chest, you get your hips pumped, you get get all your boy bits filled in, that you're a woman. No, you're a faggot. You are a queen with implants. You are a queen with silicone.
So true.
Especially if you don't know how to carry yourself. And I agree with the caller. Like, and I get on some of my sisters all the time, bitch, they are not clocking you, bitch. You are carrying for no fucking reason. Bitch, I walk the streets of Brooklyn all the time. I guess I don't have any problems.
It's no shade. It's girls that shouldn't even have bags, shouldn't even be in drags, okay, let alone have any surge. And another thing that, you know, that I see with a lot of girls is, you know, they don't know when to stop with the surgery. I mean, you know, they're girls young, and, you know, it's not just the older ones, it's young ones or whatever, and they go out here and get these hard implants, and they getting pumped, and they looking like who did it, and why did they do it, and who left the gate open? And then it's like they sit around and they want to complain, talking about the butch queens don't respect me, or the tradie want to read me, they don't respect me and stuff like that. It's like, girl, look at you. It's like, bitch, are you really that unhappy with yourself when you look in the mirror? You know that disease called body dysmorphia. I mean, it's like, come on now. When is enough enough? You know, and
you know why,
other...
Naima? You know why? Because when the girls feel like, as long as they got a pair of Chrissy Lou's, some ounce hair, and a nice dress, and when they hit that ballroom floor, the faggots go up for them, they think it's over for them. But
right.
Guess when you walk out that motherfucking door, guess what they do? They're all laughing at you.
Right. Right.
I think let's get to a caller. We have too many callers, really, to be honest with you. And I want to hear what they have to say. So let's really get to them. 646-807, you're on the air. 646-807, you're on the air. Okay, 404-918, you're on the air. 404-918, you're on the air. Letitia Icon Revlon, you're on the air.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Hi, Letitia.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
How y'all doing? I just wanted
to say
that.
Yes, the M&M lady.
Yes.
Congratulations on the win, doll.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just wanted to say this, that me personally, not all the girls out there are girls, and they keep throwing around as far as being a woman, but it's not being a woman, it's called being a lady, because for me, I identify myself, I'm a femme queen. The reason why I say that is because I have the mind of three, the mind of a man, woman, and a faggot. A lot of the girls have that. They just got to tap into it. It's a time to turn it on, and it's a time to turn it off. And the last time that I know about, it takes a full 5 years of hormone therapy for you to be complete. And a lot of the girls think that just because they took a pill here or a shot there, that makes them a femme queen. And that's not so. But I just think that it depends. I mean, it's all about the way that you carry yourself in society. Like, just like women, you have fag hags that know when to fag out and then handle their business as being a woman.
Thank
you understand what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
so glad you said
like
that.
For example, Terry Revlon, you understand she's fag hag all day. You can't tell her that she's not a butch queen. You understand? But she knows how to turn that off and on. But, it's just, to me, it's just a matter of how you carry yourself and how you carry yourself in society. Ballroom can get you caught up and get you goofed or whatever the case may be, but at the end of the day, it's up to that person to decide on what they really want to do, because they be the laughing stocks in society. You understand what I'm saying? Because the whole thing, like Alexa said, is to come through in society, and the object is to blend in society. So that's my point on it.
Well, thank you so much, Letitia. I appreciate you calling in. We're going to go to a couple of more callers. 443-804, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
To piggyback off of what Leticia just said, she said to, last thing she said was blending in society. I think, from my assumption, I think it's funny how, you know, you would want to blend in with society. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's funny how also it's a whole bunch of mainly butch queens telling these some queens that they should be ladies when you have butch queens acting like women all the time. So you don't hear nobody saying all these butch queens should act like men. You know what I'm saying? And versus femme queens being a woman or femme queens being a lady, that I honestly feel that's up to them. I work in a clinic where I see femme queens all day, every day. My personal opinion, shots don't make you a woman, shots don't make you a lady. I feel it's what you embody in yourself. If you always felt like you were a lady or you always felt like you're a woman, then bring that person out. Trying to chop it up and make your character up to what society thinks that you're supposed to be is just null and void, because you're going to live the rest of your life living up to what society thinks you should look like or what you should be, hence the surge, hence the faces, hence the teeth. You know what I'm saying? It just makes no sense to me. You should go ahead and just live it out the way that you feel in yourself, that very same way that you always felt when you were younger. How was a woman? You know what I'm saying? But you trying to live it up. Everybody has their own little standards of what as to what a woman should be. So trying to go ahead and discuss it or trying to say, well, she's not a woman because of this or she's not a woman because of that. There's people that look like women all day, every day, but
right.
They act like faggots, but that don't mean that they're not a woman. If they say that they are, then leave it at that. But trying to judge them and saying, well, you know, because you do this or because you do that is just null and void. And half of these people are butch queens. Y'all don't act like men. Half of y'all carry more purses than femme queens. Half of y'all carry more products, women products, than femme queens. So what's to say? You don't hear a whole lot of femme queens saying, well, y'all need to act like men, because y'all don't.
When people start saying that, that's always a part of a very tricky, very thin line that people have a tendency to walk when they say, well, you're not acting like a, no, I'm a butch queen. I'm going to act like a faggot. That's what faggots act like. Faggots carry women purses and women products and all this bullshit. They do faggot things. The spectrum of fag is so fucking broad. And I'm saying it personally, the spectrum of being a butch queen is so fucking broad. And it just is what it is. You either doing what you're doing or you're not clockable. When I start saying that women are in the middle of, when I say that femme queens are in the middle of trying to evolve, this is an evolution. This is how I always look at femme queens. I always look at femme queens as an evolution, because you are setting yourself up to be whatever it is that you plan on being for the rest of your life. This is what you plan on being. And part of that is saying, like Alexa said, I'm going to be able to blend in with society. I think in... I do tell my girls this. Look, this is a ball. Turn this shit on, turn it off. Same thing for the femme queens. Turn it on, turn it off. You can walk Benji realness at a ball and still act like a lady for the rest of your life, just like the girl, just like the boys act like thug realness, and they still fags and they carry an act of fool. You should learn how to be able to turn it on and turn it off. When I say a lady, I tell real women, you need to act like a lady. You need
That's
to be
good.
A little bit more, you need to be a little bit more classy. All of this shit is not, you know, all of this shit is not cute with your titties hanging all out and your ass dropping out and all the rest of that. I'm very serious about that, too, because that's, like I said, that's just how I was raised. I was raised about women who carry themselves in a sort of manner. Same thing when I, like I said, I cannot impose that on femme queens, but for me to keep you from having to have a bottle or a brick or something, because if some get thrown at you, I have to fight. That's just me. I'm not going to let nobody beat on no homosexual in no shape or no form. If I see a fag get his ass whooped, I'm going to help you do this. Same thing for a femme queen. I'm not just going to let no femme queen get her ass whooped or get no bottle thrown at her. I'm quicker to jump for that and throw a goddamn brick or a bottle back. No, don't do that, because that's a woman, or regardless of what that is. I hold you as a woman in front of society. So to keep that down
to keep that violence off of you, to keep that situation until you get yourself ready to be immersed in this world, carry yourself in a different manner, in a classy manner. And when you're in ballroom, then you can turn it on. You can be as vangy as you like to be. But to keep yourself out of that predicament, if any of that makes sense to anybody.
Well, let me ask you something. Being that you said that, okay, what about the girl? What about the ones who do act like women, or who do conduct themselves, you know, as ladies or what have you? And let's say, you know, they're at a ball or what have you. You know, some butch queens don't even, well, this doesn't happen to me, but I'm just saying in general, I've seen this done. Some butch queens won't even get up for the girls or some girls and let them sit down. You know, some of them won't even, like, you know, hold the door for them or anything. You know, if they're going into the place or whatever, whether it's to the club or to the ball.
You ask for etiquette.
Huh?
You ask for etiquette.
Yeah, you do. You are asking for etiquette.
You cannot ask for etiquette from folks who do not know how to hold a door open for a woman. If you don't know how to open the door for a woman, then of course you're not going to know how to open the door for somebody who is coming into the idea of becoming a woman. When I open doors for my mama. I open door and I stand there. I don't give a fuck if 50 women walk in the door. If I hold the door open for my mama and another woman walk up, I'm gonna hold the door. If I'm walking out of a door and I see a woman coming behind me, I don't care what she doing. I don't care if she looking down at her purse, she on the phone, whatever. I will hold the door open for that woman. And that's just the way I was raised. Because you don't do that. I walk mothers and missionaries and old folk down the aisle. I don't care. I'm not on the usher board. That's just what I'm going to do. But if these butch queens have never been taught that, that is part of etiquette. That is part of your home training. That is part of your societal life. I cannot inbreed that in you. I can't turn around and slap no boy upside the head or slap no butch queen upside the head and tell them to get their ass the hell up and let this girl sit the fuck down. Don't you see this bitch got on 7-inch heels?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, go get the fuck up and let us sit down.
Let's go to some more callers so I can see you guys can get deep with this. There's so many people that have their hands up. 860-759, you're on the air. 860-759, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, what the hell?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Call
oh, Lord,
it's a fire. And call back. 404-396, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, my whole thing, like myself, I'm going to use me as an example. I am a transgender woman. My name is Ava. I'm from Atlanta. Okay. Now, I'm currently in college. I go to school. No one there knows my T, but I don't necessarily change who I am in any situation. I think, like I tell people a lot of times, it's not how you look, it's how you act, it's how you react. Because I've been in situations with puppet girls who may have got clocked. And it's for most times it's automatic by association. Sweetheart, I'm going to laugh it off because I know I look real. And you may clock my friend. I'll be like, well, this is my cousin, and you're going to respect her. Or somebody try to clock me, and I'm like, honey, you have to be joking because seriously, clearly look at this. But it's how you carry yourself. I can't personally say how a woman act. I know how I act. I act like a decent person. And I think that goes a long way because I can be loud. I'm obnoxious. I say inappropriate things, but I say them in a way that isn't considered faggoty, if I'm making sense.
A lot.
Am I?
A lot. You are making a lot of sense.
And it's like, it's all about, at the end of the day, like you were saying about etiquette, it's all about how you were brought up. If you were brought up to a certain standard, if you were made to act a certain way as a child, you'll act that certain way as an adult, whether it's a man, woman, transgender, punk, whatever.
It's at the end of the day, when these people are acting out these ways, that is their thought of what a woman is. And every time, everybody's not always right.
Can I just touch on something?
Caller, I really appreciate that caller, Ava.
Yeah, can I touch on something that she said? Like, because I know that I'm going to use Monica Lore, like the mother, my mother. I kind of understand what she said, because there are times when we were in New York getting ready for a ball. She's up in rollers and all that stuff, and we are carrying. This is when I was younger, and when I mean carrying, we all acting like we'll say little homosexuals. I personally hate the term faggot, but we all acting like little homosexuals, just carrying. And people, like, would say something to her, like, how you can hang on with these faggots and stuff like that. And she was like, I wish you don't. Like, they would never clock her. She never got clocked. It was just a point that it's how you carry yourself in the ballroom and how you carry yourself out. And that's something that I had to touch on, because she's right. You can look like a man but have tits and ass, but if you carry yourself like a woman, you're never going to get clocked. Or people are just going to overlook the fact. There's a certain sign or a slight, like, spook. There's times that you can sit down, like, we've all done it. We've all been in the airport. We've all been in a movie or something. And you sit down, you look at a transgender, where she might be passing to somebody, but you sit there and you can spook just the littlest thing about her, like, ooh, I got your tits. But then there's other girls that you sit down and you watch, and they have to come to you, like, well, you know, blah, blah, and you would just totally gag. You know what I'm saying? So I have to agree with what she's saying. Like, you kind of have to offset that, and there's a way of carrying yourself. Even when you are confronted, there's a way of carrying yourself to the point where people, like, kind of gag, like, oh, well, maybe she's right. You're right, you're right. So I just had to touch on that. I'm sorry.
347-426, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, guys. Hello, y'all. Hi, Cass.
Hello. Hi, Keisha.
This is Keisha. How are you guys doing?
How are you?
First and foremost, it's a very good topic, and I think you all have some very good views, and I have to agree with a couple of callers, but the two callers that I have to agree with would be Alexis and the gentleman who mentioned about balls were made for femme queens. I think what attracted me to the ballroom scene was the transsexuals and the femme queens, because I used to always look at them, and I used to study them, you know, and just see, you know, is there a difference between them and a female? You know, just the difference between a femme queen, and that's when I was just about to experience the ballroom scene. What I've noticed throughout the years, that the femme queens today are not like the femme queens back, I would say, in the 90s, the late 90s, which was my era, late 90s, early 2000. And Alexis made one comment that I would have to disagree. Alexis said that some of these girls get pumped for the ballroom scene, and I don't agree with that. I think a lot of them get pumped extra to enhance, to impress the dates or whoever that's paying them to do what they do. Because if you think back in the 90s and the 80s, those girls were not overly surged. And if you want to look like a real woman, if you want to really fit into society, you was not over-surged. But the girls today are just overdoing it, and they're not looking like real females. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Keisha, wow. And I'm going to come back to you in a sec, Keisha, because I do want to ask you a question about the girls of today compared to the girls of yesterday, and as well as the respect factor of today and the respect factor of yesterday. I wanted to get to these couple of last callers really quickly, then we just go back into the cast, because these people have been on hold for a while. 646-807, you're back, I mean, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. 646-807.
My name is Keisha, whatever. I live in Brooklyn, whatever. My question is not on your topic, but I know a lot of femme queens wonder this, and my question is, why do the butch queens act like the trannies and the girls are all money bags? Like, you know, they only date us for our coins, basically.
Can I just say that in a second as well. So I want you to say right there, Keisha, again. Did you say your name is Keisha from Brooklyn?
Keisha with a T.
Okay. Keisha. I'm going to come back to you in a second. Oh, okay. Well, you guys remind me who she is. But
okay.
I'm going to come back to you in a second as well. 301-806, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hi. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I feel like a lot of the femme queens, before they even transgendered over to be or transitioned to become a femme queen as butch queen, they were already ladies. I feel like sometimes you can see it in someone before they actually transition. And a lot of times, if there's a faggot who transitions into a femme queen, they will remain who they are before they got their bags and they got pumped and they got their still and their surge. But a lot of butch queens are women already, and you can see it in them because they're classy in the way that they walk, the way that they talk, the things that they do, if they're in the ballroom scene, the way that they conduct themselves on an everyday basis. So I more so think it depends on that person and how they want to be perceived from other people. Because a lot of times you get them queens that always throw around, you know, I don't care what they say about me. So that's when you get the ones who disrespect them, because if you don't care, then why should I care about you? If
okay.
I see someone that's classy, I'm going to hold the door for her. I'm going to respect her. I'm going to talk to her as if I was talking to a neighbor or someone that lives down the street. But when you see okay. someone who's walking around with tattoos on her titties, I'm not going to respect you. I'm not.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Paula. That was very,
yes.
very, very
Jasmine.
Huh?
Can I say, to the caller, to the young man who just was online, my thing is, okay. For instance, I'm going to use this as an example. If you grew up in Brownsville, Brooklyn, 9 times out of 10, you were very hood. You wore Jordans, jeans. You understand what I'm saying? You very seldom see classy ladies, right? So, with that being said, a lot of girls are a product of their environment.
Of where they come from, yep.
Mm-hmm. So, you have to realize that sometimes, yes, being a girl is a way of living. That's just their way of being a girl. I tell girls all the time, genetically, you're a female, but I'm more woman than you will ever be. Reason being because in my mind, I live, I act, and I carry myself as a respectable person. Like the caller said, if you spook my tea, one thing about it, they're not going to just be a whole bunch of carrying on. You understand what I'm saying?
That's key, yeah.
Because when me and my email together, if anybody spooks anything, nobody says anything. Because guess what? We carry ourselves in a way where it's just like, okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I hate
okay.
to really say, oh, I've never been spooked, because trust me, bitch.
You've been spooked.
Spooked.
Okay. We got a few more callers, and then we're going to go into a different topic on this.
Well, hell, 3, I get spooked every day I go out.
347-413, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Back to what I think her name is Alexis that was just talking.
Uh-huh.
Okay, back to what you were saying about how you carry yourself, that you are more of a woman than a natural woman would ever be or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you, the thing about it is that you can't say that because that a lot of people would take offense to that. You know,
that's
like
no problem.
Although, but see, you can't have that attitude like that, because remember, as a femme queen, you're looking at these. I don't care how ghetto they may be, but you are trying to be like them. You
no,
know
no,
what I'm
no,
saying?
No,
no, I'm not. I'm trying to be myself. It's
thank you.
No.
This is
where
the debate comes in.
I'm not modeling myself after anyone.
So
are you crazy? That's
no. Hold on, Vanna. See, this is where the debate comes in. just because physically you are a female, that does not make you a woman. Just because you have a dick, that doesn't make you a man.
Ooh.
You want to know why? Because I was born a man, and I feel like I'm more of a female. I have never had any kind of wanting or yearning for a female, not a day in my life. And I'm 33 years old. I've never been with a female, never had the want. I don't want to be with none because I always wanted to be one. I am one. At that time, I wanted to be one. Now, once I began my transition, I mean, people think because you have a pussy, that does not make you no goddamn female. I mean, it don't make you no woman.
No, it doesn't.
But society,
but
society says that's what they are. They were born. That's how
they were born females, not women.
They are women. They are women, regardless
they're
of whatever.
Female. It's a difference.
You know. Okay.
But
well,
you know
then,
what?
My mother
told me something when I told her about my transition. She said it's one thing about being transgender that it's really a ring true to me now. You can never be a female because you weren't born one. You don't have ovaries. You can't bear children. She said, but being a lady is something that you act, something that you do. It's not something that's earned, and it's not something that's given. She said, just because I was born with a snatch doesn't mean that I'm a lady. She said, a lady is something I acquire to be or something that I am. It's a big difference. So when I tell people, am I a female or not? No, I am a lady because it's the way I conduct myself, the way I act, the way I dress, the way I talk, and the things that I do. It is a big difference. I'm not trying to be anyone else. I'm not trying to genetically change myself into a model of someone else. I'm changing myself into something that I feel comfortable with. You're screaming society. Society doesn't look highly upon you gay men either, but you still do what you do every day and you hold your head up high. So I'm not going to live to the standards of society. I'm going to live up to the standards of myself.
Ooh.
Okay.
Jasmine, I'm sorry for cutting you off. How many more callers are you going to take? Because I am sitting on a firecracker.
Well,
there
yeah,
is
I'm
so
glad,
much.
I'm glad you guys are sitting on fire. We're going to take a couple of more callers, and then we are going to go to that because it seems like you guys have a lot to say as well. But we do want to give them
Carol,
the
you should have been saying your thought, honey. You playing.
If you guys are on the phone line, just see you guys keep pressing one like you guys want to be here. Please press one. I do see a couple of y'all. If you're ready, press it. Stay right there. Press it again because you just disappeared. So I just seen you press it. So press it one more time. I'm looking at you.
Who cricket phone over there crunching like that?
I was about to ask you that.
No, you weren't.
I don't know.
Yes, I was.
You guys want to touch upon tonight's topic? Stay right there. I got you. And we are going to take a couple more callers, but then we're going to try to change this up a little bit because right now we're still on this definition of a fem queen, and that's not really what we're supposed to be on. So, I'm prior to calling, you're on the air.
Jasmine.
Yes.
What's going on, honey? How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Anthony Song from D.C. What's going on, Karen?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? I kind of came in like 20 minutes ago, so I'm kind of in the middle of the topic. So what exactly is the topic, Jasmine?
So you can piggyback off of
why y'all falling out? I hear what y'all talking about, but what exactly is the topic?
Okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna put you on hold, and then when you hear the topic come up, I want you to press one again, and then you have the answer. 917-204, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Jasmine. Hi,
hi.
To the whole cast. This is Nicole.
Hey.
I know how much I can appreciate this conversation. I think I'm over here pulling up my... Yes.
Hi.
Hi, I said, hi, Jasmine, how are you?
I have to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I just have to, though.
Go ahead, go ahead. I got my
finger out. Are you a Nakely, a 007? What are you?
I'm still the overall mother of Alan.
Work. Okay. So we have the overall mother. I want to give you a sad intro. You have to follow this. We have the overall mother, Ms. Nicole Halanikli, on the phone. How are you, dear?
I'm fine. I've been listening to, I've seen the folks come up. We all on the phone know how much I can appreciate. Hi, Keisha, Alexis, Naima. Hi to everybody up there. I'm a little bit everywhere with the conversation. I got so much I would like to say to about even some of the callers that in here. And I think that, I don't know who the other femme queen is, but who was going off about how she doesn't want to be with somebody else. Like, Naima makes a good, I mean, Alexis is a good point. People are born a girl, but it doesn't make you a woman. People get in women clothing and get silicone and get bags and everything, and it doesn't mean still that they are a woman. People do things all for the wrong reason. Which queen's calling? What exactly are we talking about when you say the butch queen says that the femme queens need to act more like a woman? Does it mean because she read him when he tried it? Does it mean because he heard that she used her piece? What exactly are you talking about when you say a butch queen is supposed to, a butch queen says, well, you need to act more like a femme queen or you need to be more like a lady? How does that go?
I think, Nicole, this is my thing, how I look at it. I think because, once again, like I said, because you are born men, people feel like they try to make Princeton the perfect female, which in reality, there is no perfect female. You have your hood girls, you have your classy girls, you have your around-the-way girls, you have your everyday girl. You have, you know, there are various types of females. Now, whatever type of woman that you want to be, my thing is this. As long as, I believe that when you blend in the society and you're not as, not, I would say visible, but stand outish.
Clockable.
Okay, well.
Word.
But, I mean, it's even not even as far as look.
You can be clockable and be a woman.
Yeah.
You can be clockable. See, this is what I don't understand. A woman doesn't necessarily mean the way you look or how you act. It means how you react, what you have going, what do you do for yourself. A woman is totally different from a girl or somebody else who wants to be in women clothing. You can put on women clothing and that don't make you a woman. A woman is you guys' mother. A woman is a female or someone who's a female who knows how to handle things. Do you know the real definition of a woman? It has nothing to do with, I think, I mean, it does have, in a sense, I don't want to take away, well, anybody that has a pussy. It makes, you know, you're born a female, but I don't think that it necessarily makes you a woman because you have to learn to be a woman. You have to grow into being a woman. Little girls are not born women. So when you have a drag queen who's 19 years old and she has a wig on her head and you say she does not act like a woman, but what do you expect? She's 19 years old. She's not even supposed to be acting like a woman. She acts like a young lady. She acts like a teenage girl. She acts like, you know, in the realm of that. So everybody can't be based on being a woman. And just because a femme queen, decides, or a butch queen decides to become a femme queen, doesn't mean that a real woman, they want to be a woman. Like, you know how you meet a girl and she say, oh, you want to be me. No. I want to be me. You want to be you. You have a vagina that bleeds, and I am me, and I don't bleed. So in the sense, that makes us different, but I'm more woman than you can ever be, and you're bleeding. So that don't make you a woman. I'm just hearing it going back and forth about how women, you have different type of women. You have women like Jasmine. You have women like myself. You have women like Alexis. We're all very different type
of women. We maybe we want to do our hair different. We want to make stand different. Well, Jasmine may dress conservative. I like to dress with sneakers. Does that make me not a woman? I think my sneakers has nothing to do with me being a woman. So everyone is everywhere with how a woman is supposed to be and how a woman is supposed to be how she thinks she, however she thinks she is supposed to be as a woman. However God blessed her, whatever female instance or whatever it is that makes her a woman individually, that's what makes Alexis her own woman. Miss Jasmine, Jasmine, her own woman. Nicole, her own woman. It may be Vanjie, it may be trendy, it may be sophisticated, it may be 9 to 5, but it makes us our own woman. And I heard somebody else say, and what I do in the bed and how I come up when I stand up, that don't describe who I am. No, it doesn't. Because women have vagina and they strapping on and they're doing whatever they're doing to please that man. And does that make him a gay man? It's too many stereotypes. We all, it's too much judgment. Well, this is this and this is that. Well, what about the...
I agree. There's a lot of labeling. There's
too much labeling with the whole this and this. And you here to tell me how I'm supposed to act. How you know how I'm supposed to act and you're not me? Maybe the way you want to act is different. I'm not the one to describe how you act. Now, just because you act a certain way doesn't mean you have to be disrespectful. Doesn't mean you have to be unclean. Doesn't mean you have to walk around tacky and bummy. It's all those different things. That has nothing to do with your sex and who you're trying to be. That just has a lot to do with you need to get yourself together, be more clean, be more respectful, carry yourself like you come from home.
You know what,
Nicole and Alexis, I want both of you to stay right there. Let me get these last two callers, and then I want to ask everybody a couple of questions and give them opportunity to speak. But these people, this is the last two. You guys keep pressing one, now you're disappearing. 770-374, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I was just listening to the young lady who was just speaking, and I'm like, well, I mean, she has a valid point, but I think what is missing when butch queens say you're not acting womanly, they really mean you're not acting ladylike. You know, I think what happens is that we take this life on. We decide that we want this star transformation, and we start becoming what we've always envisioned ourselves being. There is a certain mannerism that comes with that. And I think when you look at the women in your life, like your mothers and your sisters, a lot of times men, when they meet another woman, whether she's a biological woman or not, they look for her to have the presence of the women that they know. And, you know, because they don't quite understand what the transformation is about. You know, a lot of times when we transform, when our transformation comes about, we're not thinking about our mannerism at the time. You know, we're kind of caught up in what's happening to us physically. And that's kind of like where our minds go. But there is a certain behavior that comes with this life. Now, whether we want to admit that or not, you could be dingy, you could be classy, you could be urban, but there's a certain mannerism that does come with it.
Thank you.
And I think what has
that's
to happen
so true.
Is that you have to adapt to that mannerism. And a lot of times, a lot of young girls, as the young lady said, because they're still discovering who they are. They're still discovering, you know, themselves, their bodies, you know, their look, discovering that. But once you get to a point when you start getting silicone implants, nose jobs, FSS surgery, sexual reassignment surgery, there's a certain mentality and a certain decorumcy that comes with that. And I do believe that should be upheld. A lot of times we wonder why we're all clumped in the same group. It doesn't matter what our personalities are. Your personality could be, you know, we're totally different people. So your personality is going to be different. Your upbringing is different from mine. The things you do for a living is different from what I do. We live differently, so we're automatically going to be different people. And so we're going to act differently. But there is a certain mannerism that we all should have. It doesn't have to be, it has to be cunted out ladylike. It doesn't have to be cunted out, you know, you don't have to be like me, but you should be representable. You should be the lady that you are, no matter what lady that is. But you still should be a lady. And, you know, a lot of times we do get caught up in that.
Can I give you an example of something?
I just want to say this one because you said something else I wanted to point on. A lot of times, men in particular, butch queens in particular, they just think, they think because we are in the physical appearance of a woman, that we should be womanly throughout, which means what we do sexually, how we pee, if we stand up to pee, how we talk, how we laugh, because they don't understand that it has nothing to do with our sexual orientation. They don't understand that part of it. You know, all they're looking at is the fact that we've got titties and you win, you got hair and you get nose jobs and you got a facial hair. They see that part of you. But they don't know what your sexual life is about. They assume that because you're living your life as a woman that you do what women, what their interpretation of what women do.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I hear you, and I hear you. For example, I go with Butch Queens, right? So if I go with a Butch Queen, right, when I'm Banshee Khan and I'm a woman every time and everything, the Butch Queen is some, unfortunately, is my man. But he's not everybody else's man, which means that he is my husband, but it's when the times that he gets out or he's doing everything that comes back to my table, it's about him sucking me or him getting fucked. And I jumped out of place maybe one time because I was him before. So when this happens, I jump out of place. And now, for everybody around me, I'm not acting like a woman. But how am I not acting like a woman? One, I was born a man. To a man that I consider my husband who's acting like a faggot. Why is it okay that Butch Queens will take a fucking knife and drug it through us all the way until we have to turn around and tell them, listen, this thing, and la la la, and just start to go off on them to let them know, bitch, you're not doing nothing. I was you. I'm this now, but I was you. You come in the club, Jasmine. You have your boyfriend with you. You're being a woman. You walk in past the club, and all the Butch Queens, they line up, and they all sit there, and they do all this disrespectful thing. They have no respect for you coming through. The woman, quiet and humble, they have no respect. But when you turn around and you disgustingly chop them up with your tongue, you're now a faggot? I mean, no. How big is that? I mean, and that's what transsexuals and femme queens are pushed up against, that we are forced in time to come out of our character to defend our character, and then we are called, oh, she doesn't act like cunt. Oh, she doesn't do this like woman. Well, I'm always talk. I sit down and pee. I cross 6 feet with my legs crossed. I keep pillows between my legs. I do all that stuff naturally and by myself. So how can I let someone who I have to lash out on, or because I see his tacky ways, or I see him being a vulture, which some Butch Queens and some faggots are, vultures, and disrespecting my motherfucking presence, how am I supposed to act? Baby, don't act like that. Come on now, move up. No, I'm going to get the fuck out of here before I break your neck. Does that make me a man because I said that? No, because what does that make that person who was invading my space disrespectfully because I am a femme queen? Oh, he don't need to be with that drag. Oh, he don't need... I mean, how are we supposed to handle that as femme queen?
Okay.
I want to touch on something that she said. Where I come from a small city in Georgia where when we go to the clubs, the girls had on Jabot jean shorts, Jabot t-shirts, and Air Max. They danced, they had beer in their hand, they would go to the club, and they would just be, they jipped like the guys. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when I moved to Atlanta, that's when I learned that, not learned, but because I was a product of my environment. When I came out, I wore jeans and t-shirts, and I thought I was the cat's motherfucking meow. Right? But then you have to learn to adjust.
Right.
And you learn that the girls are not just dangy, they're classy. They wear heels to the club. They wear, you know, they go the extra mile. So my thing is, once again, people have to realize that you are a product of your environment. If you have to realize, growing up, first of all, mentally, being a transgender is stressful because you have to deal with your mindset as a guy, and also you have to deal with a mindset as a girl. You have to realize that you have to evolve in both sexes because you have to realize you're not a little girl, so the things that little girls will do, you have to remember that you are becoming a grown woman because you are 30 years old. So the things that you used to, that little girls do, you have to remember you have to be a grown woman now. You're also a grown man at the same time. Being a transgender is mentally stressful. I advise anybody, if you're not mentally ready to make this transition, please take it again. Don't let nobody.
It's challenging.
It's very
challenging. You know why I say it's challenging? Because for me, I actually like the fact that I think like a man and think like a woman. You know why? Because I sit there and I cross my legs. And when I'm listening to somebody speak to me, and when they're talking to me, and the whole idea of she's a girl, and I can tell her anything, and this is how it goes, it makes me kiki. And then when they're talking to me the other way, and I'm sitting there as a woman, and I'm listening to they know emotions and how rotten and mean and this it is, yeah, I have compassion. So I think any femme queen or transsexual who becomes a femme queen and transsexual first needs to know how to deal with this mentally and know how to bring the both together. See, I'm not half and half. I'm both. I don't have, I don't jump on this side and then I don't jump on this side. No, I can proceed with a man's thought, but like a woman. So I would consider myself both because I was born this way, but I am the woman that I was just, it's been in me since I was just a little kid. I was just always a girl. So somebody said earlier that some people are forced into women clothing. Well, those are the people, that's why the other girls are looking very bad, because they're not sure if they even want to do that.
Exactly.
They're being put in that situation because of the way they may look or the way they may act. But what about mentally? What about how they feel to themselves? So they're being forced. So, yes, this is why we are so confused. Because we have so many people who are doing something for too many different reasons, and the people that are doing it that actually it applies to and that they mean it is being overlooked, because you just have clowns and young people who are putting on stuff and people who just say, oh, fuck it, I'm going to get a woman clothing because my girlfriend does it, and they really don't want to do that.
All right, let's see what Jason and J-Rock, I know they've been wanting to talk. Jason, go ahead. You can say what you want to say.
I'm going to have to go back to the caller that said something about butch queens and men. That really, the same way it bothers femme queens about when people tell them, well, you're not acting like a woman, you're not a woman, it bothers me when I hear them say, well, butch queens don't act like a man, because my definition of a man is not based on the fact that I have a penis between my legs. That does not make me a man. What makes me a man is the fact that I'm in my own home, I pay my own bills, I'm not dependent on anyone to take care of me. I'm not robbing from Peter to pay Paul, I'm not doing any of those things, and I'm able to take care of not only myself, but I'm sufficient enough that I can take care of the females that are in my family. That is what makes me a man. Something that Letitia said is something that how I feel about myself. I am a gay man. I'm a man, I'm a gay man, and then I'm a faggot, and I'm also a butch queen. And depending on what mood I'm in is what you're going to get. And because of society, you have to be the many faces of Eve for many people all the time. There are times when I'm at work and I want to cut up, and I know that that is not the place that I need to cut up. So because I need to maintain my job to pay my bills, I have to do a certain thing. I have to be the man they need to see so that I can get that check at the end of the week. When I'm home, I can be whoever I want to be. If I feel like going in the closet, getting a pair of pumps, and walking around my house that I'm every woman, I can do that because I'm comfortable.
With me.
Because I'm
okay,
comfortable
Jason.
With me. Now, granted, yes, I was a butch queen up in drags, but my mentality has always been I'm soft, I am feminine, but yeah, I am still a man. I'm comfortable with who I am. Some of the problems that I had, I think that when some of these young ladies transition, they have yet to get in contact with their feminine side. When I came out as a drag queen, my gay mother, God rest her soul, the first time she saw me out in drag, she says, you're not representing any kind of woman. I know women shave their legs, women shave their arms. If this is what you're going to do, you're going to do it the right way, or you're not going to do it at all.
Hold on, stop. Jason, were you out with Hilly Lick? Hold on.
What'd you say?
You was up and down with hairy legs.
Girl, don't do it because we all have that first Bush Queen. We all have that first Bush Queen up in dregs horrible experience. We all have it.
Wait, you know,
did you
see
that
on Spank?
Hold on, hold on, hold on. One at a time. I wanted Jason to say what he had to say.
Okay,
but now we're going to move to J-Rock because J-Rock is boiling all the way in Dallas. Go ahead, J-Rock.
Now, this is what I've been wanting to say, but everybody, you know, some people hit on it, but they didn't quite get it. My thing is, and it's no shade to nobody, I just want everybody to just pay attention and listen. There is a difference between, I'm literal with everything, there is a difference between a woman and a lady, okay? If you look, if you just really think about the definition of a woman is just the adult person that was born a female. She's a girl when she's adolescent. When she becomes adult, she's a woman. A lady is a type of woman. So when you say that, it's really boiling my, when somebody, you can't tell a femme queen how to act because she can still be, if she want to act like a woman, she can act like a dangy woman. She can act like a foolish woman. That still is, but you can't make them act like a lady. A lady is someone that carries herself with elegance, someone that is polite, someone that, you know, but my thing is, instead of us trying to figure out how to tell a femme queen how to be, maybe some of us older butch queens need to tell these butch queens how to be, because I'm the kind of person that will go to a regular woman, whether you're bangy, cunt, whether you're a crackhead, whatever you are, I will pull the lady out of you because I'm going to treat you as such, and you're going to say, thank you. Oh, you're a nice young man. You're very intelligent. You're very conservative, and that's where you will get the respect factor. And you can, it's the butch queens out here, and y'all getting it twisted by calling, oh, I'm more woman than you'll ever be. I don't see that because that is a person that's born a female. But you can always say, I'm more lady than you will ever be. Because you can be a woman and you all, you know, trifling and everything, but I carry myself as a lady. So I feel like a lady is a type of woman if you look at the literal definition of it.
Okay. And no. One more caller, Mother Mizrahi, you're back on the air.
Hello.
Lord.
What's going on, everyone?
Is she still playing with people?
I'm not playing with who? See, but the
what's
problem
up, Kelly?
I was listening to what Nicole said, and Nicole is absolutely right, honey. See, the butch queens, they like to play games with the girls, okay? And see, the girls play games right back with the butch queens, okay? We think like a woman, we act like a woman, but we also can think like a man, and they don't like that. And they try to run game on people, and you can't run game on somebody that can live their life in two different personalities, and that's their problem.
All right, well, Kelly, stay right there. Everybody, hold on. Stay right there, Kelly. I'm not even muting you. I just want to make a statement. For the past hour and 40 minutes, everyone just gave their outlook on a femme queen and what makes a femme queen a woman or a femme queen being a woman, a lady, or whatever. I want to change it up a little bit into the direction of where Nicole and Kelly are going. And that is in the direction of the respect factor between the femme queen and the butch queen. And Kelly and Nicole just brought up the simple fact, and I love the way Nicole brought that up, how you walk into a club and how the butch queens just sit there and they pay this way. They treat you this way. I want to ask Kelly and Nicole the question, why do you think the butch queens are looking at the femme queens the way that they are looking at them or treating them the way they're treating them or playing this game, as you call it? Only Kelly and Nicole, why do you think the butch queens are doing this?
Jazza is so fierce, y'all, because that was such a true question because she knows why. And there's only one answer, and Kelly, you can relate.
Let me clarify something really quickly. I'm going to clarify something. Me as the host, I know I have my opinions and my suggestions and my answers. And like you said, oh, yeah, I fucking know. You know, I've been in this game for too long. I know. But I want to hear what you guys have to say. Well, go ahead.
I think they want to be like, you know, because I noticed that between, they always sit around. When I sit around with a bunch of between Jasmine and Kelly, the whole cast, and you talk about boys, I actually hear them talk about how it may be easier for us or why they think that it's easier. And one of the reasons, the two reasons why butch queens think that it's easier for femme queens, and one of the two reasons why that they like to get up in women clothing and be us is, one, because of trade, and two, is because of a coin. They think that femme queens make, that if anybody that put up a woman clothes, they think that they make more money. They think that if you look like a girl, you know, the whole thing, if you, you know, I'm a butch queen, so if you were a boy and, you know, you look like a boy, he may not treat you the same, so they think. So they think that if they put on a woman clothing, they can have more access to being with the, you know, the piece of trade that the femme queen would be with, not knowing that that femme queen is probably doing the same thing that that boy is doing to them in drag, because that femme queen knows that. But the one that puts on drag because, oh, I want to, see, I can get the piece of trade. See, I can't get that because I'm a butch queen. But if I get up in woman clothing, I'm going to get the piece, and I'm going to make a few coins. So for me, I think it's because it's not just that they want to be, because I don't want to offend anybody, but they idolize them so to the point that at times they disrespect them and get mad because they're doing something that they would like to do.
Okay, now, just based on that question alone, and I just want you to give a simple answer. Do you think that is why we are losing the talent of the femme queen in the ballroom, as far as the femme queens participating and all that stuff? Do you think that's the reason why, like, the femme queens are just fed up with it? They're fed up with the disrespect, and they just don't want to be a part. Huh?
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's somebody in a club.
Yeah, I don't know whose phone that is, but I'm about to start muting people so I can find it. But now I'm going to go to Kelly. Kelly, what is your opinion on why the butch queens treat the girls that way?
The boys of this generation treat the girls the way they treat them now, because it was totally different from back in the days. They treat them totally different now because the girls back in the days, the boys went out and they hustled back in the days, and they had responsibilities that they did back in the days. It was a 50-50 back in the days. Now these boys is nothing. These boys think that the girls are nothing but pocketbooks. And I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. I was in the club last night and I was flirting with somebody. And this motherfucker gonna talk about, if you buy me a shot of Patron. I gave the word, excuse me? Oh, you got the wrong girl. He gave the word, well, she just did. I gave the word, well, you need to go back over there to her.
Did you get it?
Bitch, ain't nobody shaking no purse for nothing. And they have to realize and I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. I have dealt with different people over the years and talked to different people. And lately, you know, I have been talking to different people now that I'm single. And the people that I'm talking to now make me feel like I was, like the other people I was talking to before, they made me feel like, you know, I had to be more aggressive. The people that I'm talking to now, it's like it's softening me out. They make me want to be more feminine than I was with the other people. And I don't know why. I don't know what's the difference, but they just give you so much more respect than the other people that I dealt with. And they made me feel aggressive. The people I'm talking to now and dealing with now, they make me just want to be kind, and I just feel like a lady. Oh, my God. It just tickles my pussy.
Yeah, I can relate to that, because not everybody, Jasmine, you meet. When I meet in the between, I go and I talk to them and everything. If you are intimidated by me, that means that there's something you're hiding. If I'm sitting here and when I'm talking to you, you drop in your head and you look into the side and your every answer is, I don't know, that means you're very intimidated me. And with that, I can't drop down my guard, so I can't become cunt. My guard is up. I don't know what you're giving. I don't know who you are. I don't know. And I'm a femme queen, yes. So I know that I need to be careful about who I escort myself to or who I bring myself around. So now I have to keep my guards up. But now my shoulders is up and my head is not down and my hair is not dangling. And I'm not feeling like, like this submissive bottom, I'm sitting on the couch really timid like, bitch, who the fuck am I sitting in front of?
Yes.
Go ahead, Alexis.
You know what? I think, what is all our season?
Go ahead.
I think a lot of times, back in the day, the girls were more seclusive in what they were doing. It wasn't so as the girls weren't so on front line of being escorts and being, what's the term I'm looking for? Being, you know, the girls were more standoffish about what they did. The guys feel like, this is how I look at it. Guys today, not butch queens, but guys, will treat you like, treat the girls like sex objects. The first thing when you meet a guy is, I've run into this all the time. The first thing when they meet you, hey, how you doing, what's up, when they let me take you out. I'm like, okay. Then, you know, once they find out to you, then the whole scenario turns from taking me out to...
To wanting to be nasty. Yes, they do. They get real disrespectful. That's when I disrespect their ass.
That's why the butch queen comes in there. That's why the butch queen comes in. That's why the butch queen comes in.
But that works both ways.
But with butch queen... But see, this is the thing. That's not me. I'm telling you, I've been sucking dick since I've been 8 years old. I have seen it all. Dick doesn't amuse me no more. Bitch, you can go, bitch, I can go to my inbox on Facebook and get dick, okay? My thing is, I want more than that. But because girls have made ass and dick so readily available, I pay for the cow when I can get the milk for free.
But you know what? They also have made the reason why we get disrespected so like that, too. I'm not going to sit here, guys and butch queens. Please, this is Nicole. I am not going to sit here and say that any butch queen is wrong and that they shouldn't do that and blah, blah. Because on a humble shit, I sit with some of them and I listen to what they tell me happened or I listen to what they say and I just drop my head like, oh. You know, because you, when you hear it from their point of view and how they felt disrespected, for example, I don't believe, and I wrote the book on it. I was once very successful with it. I don't believe that a femme queen should meet a butch queen and start talking about her dick and then wants him to be. He knows that it's there. He knows that. You don't have to advertise about it, and that's not the way you're going to get him to look at it anyway. By sitting there telling him, because now he's going to think, because he knows that you're a faggot as well, that that's your intention. So then he doesn't have any respect for you because you're laying me up on his back with his tuck out, and you know that he's a butch queen, and okay, maybe he'd be with other butch queens like that, but that's not the way he sees you. And we need to stop forcing people to see us like they see everybody else. No, see me like me. That's what it is. You with a butch queen, you with a butch queen. When you with me, I don't want all that shit. So it's also a lot of our fault that we are disrespected. It is a lot of the femme queen's fault while they think it's so easy to treat us the way they treat us or to disrespect us. Why cater to one of us or respect us when the next bitch is going to pick up that trash? Your girlfriend, he's going to disrespect you and your girlfriend going to pick him up.
Because they let the girls let them disrespect you. Because when you sit here and you talk to boys and they don't know your tea and everything, and y'all talking for months, as soon as the conversation, as soon as you drop your tea to them, the conversation changed. They wanted to suck your dick and wanted to fuck, but you blocked them. Immediately get them out your life. But then you have other girls that's going to suck them up and do what they're going to do. Because, bitch, I have plenty of conversation with boys, and Jasmine can tell you, bitch, I'm on every motherfucking website there is, bitch. I'm on Tag, I'm on this, I'm on that, I'm on that. Bitch, at every site I'm on, bitch, the boys don't know my tea. And as soon as I tell them my tea, and as soon as the conversation goes sexual, bitch, I block them immediately. You're going to respect me. You're going to respect me like you thought I was a woman a few minutes ago. Now you're going to still respect me
now that you know that I'm a transsexual.
And you have to stand up for that respect, Jasmine, even in the most tastiest moment. I don't know if I ever told this story, bitch, but I had this light-skinned 6'7", drop-dead braids and everything, bitch, and I mean, I was in a session while I had it, and it was down to its knees. I mean, it was fat, and it was down to its knees. I brought him in, I sat on the bed, I lifted up my shirt, he pulled down his pants, I looked at it, I said, oh, my God. Oh, God, I ran to the subject. I said, oh, Jesus, it's a fire. And then I sat there, and I looked at the shirt, and I said to him, you going to suck my breath? You know what he said to me? He said, what the fuck is that? I said, what? I said, my fucking titties. He said, how you get that? I said, I'm he was like, nah, yo, come over here. Give me some head. I mean, and literally, I looked at him, and I said to him, I said, that's what they do. He was like, yeah, man, I don't go through all of that. I pull out my dick, they just start sucking it and all that. I was like, really? He said, yeah. I said, pull them fucking pants up. He said, what? I said, pull them fucking pants up. Here, you want this blunt? Here, we can smoke. Pull them pants up. He looked at me. He was so puzzled. He said, how old are you? I told him my age, and the bitch looked at me and said, oh, that's why. So that means he came in with them. He knew that what he had and how he looked, he should have been able to have his way however he wanted it. And it was tasty, and it was all that in the bag of chips, and I walked it to my motherfucking door and put it out. Because
but
I was going to sit there and take that.
But, Nicole, that's not just – I'm sorry, Nicole, that's not just how – trade or whatever, treat fem queens. Trade will treat a butch queen the same fucking way if a butch queen allows themselves to be treated that way.
But so when they just treat us and we are crying about it, we need to also look back at how we carry ourselves or who our surroundings are, because they're doing it because they think it's choice. But then when you seem to let them know it's not choice, you're aggressive. You're too old. You're intimidating. You're not acting like a lady.
No,
bitch,
listen,
you're not going to work me.
Nicole, you know what it is. Niggas, men, and I'm not going to say trade, I'm not going to say this thing. Men are so used to having things their way. Listen, I'm 33. When I talk to a guy, whether you know my tea or not, when the conversation turns to sex, you're just talking, unless I want to do it, I don't want to be bothered. I had Taylor, we was in D.C. This guy kept calling my phone. I was like, Kelly, I don't want to be bothered with him.
Well, you know, you want to know something, y'all? I don't want to be bothered with nobody that ain't just talking about that. That's what the fuck you want anyway. Don't sit here and try to pat my mind and tell me I look like a girl and think you want to touch me and I'm supposed to feel like a woman because you touch me. I feel like that already. And if you leave the fuck out the door, I'm going to lay in the bed like cunt and I'm going to wake up like cunt by myself. I'm cunt all by myself. So when we there, don't you tell me you like me and you want to be with me. You a liar. And the truth ain't you. Come on, pull that out. Let's do what we got to do and keep this pumping. Because that's the man part of me that thinks, but I'm moving like cunt. But I'm not sitting there allowing myself to be all submissive with every man that comes across my threshold thinking that he's the one.
What I'm saying is because they're used to the transgender just fucking. They don't want to be in a relationship because they don't know what being in a relationship is. Most transgenders don't know what being a real monogamous.
It depends on where you meet them.
A real monogamous. Bitch, you can meet somebody. Let's sign up to a gender. They say that all candidates there is gay.
So, Jason and the male guy that's on the phone. What does that say for us? I said, if that's the case, if we're going to meet men, if I'm on Fifth Avenue, I met the cop. The cop, he's a white shirt. He gave me his number and everything. I thought he might want to take me from dinner. He said he wanted to take me to a hotel. So what does that mean for us? I mean, that brings me to that question. If we go with the men, Kelly, and this happened, and you go with this is why I use me like dykes, this is why I stay with rich queens, this is why I don't consider men, that's why. Because what does that mean for us, that we're always going to be longing and looking for everything that comes across us, and it ain't like that?
I want to ask Vonna, because I know you haven't had a chance to talk for a minute, Vonna and Enrique. Anything you wanted to touch upon, Vonna?
My basic conversation with this is touching back on something that Alexis said about, you know, how Butch Queens and men treat, you know, they're always expecting and they're always doing something. You know, Butch Queens treat each other that way. They treat us that way. They treat each other that way. So, you know, it's just they're becoming sexual beings. And one thing that Nicole said is, yeah, you know, I very much agree with her when it comes to the point that let's get this over with. Because if you sit up here romancing me and loving me and rubbing on me and, oh, you look like fish and, oh, you're the best thing since sliced bread, as soon as you walk out the room, you're going to go tell that butch queen that, or you're going to go tell that other girl that, and it's going to keep being that. So I become emotionally detached because of that.
I agree.
I feel like you're not going to sit there and keep feeding me bullshit or pissing on me and telling me it's raining. But fuck you, faggot, let's go. So and then the respect level comes with the fact that we have to respect ourselves first, like Kelly said, and then once you respect yourself, people will begin to respect you. I can't text you and say, I want to suck your dick, and then I want you to treat me like a girl. I can't text you and say, oh, I need you to fuck me, or I want to fuck you, and expect you to treat me with respect. It starts at home first.
That's right.
Do you think being like that makes us lonely? What's your name? Just to speak it.
Nirvana.
What's her name? Yeah, do you think that having respect and being moral to yourself as a woman, or even you, Jason, and the other Bushwick, as a man, means that you're going to lose out on a lot of them, right? Basically.
Well, you know what, Nicole? I'm going to be honest with you. I'd rather lose out and keep my respect than to have and not have my respect at all.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
That's true.
You know what, though, ladies?
I'm just listening. Couple of things. Mannerisms, kind of going back to what I was saying, what the young lady was talking about. That is a big thing. As far as like the femme queens and the butch queens, I've seen personally where a lot of femme queens will shake their purses. And then when you shake your purse, you're only going to be an ATM. So don't get mad because you get it treated like an ATM, because that's how you started it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people have to, you know, you have to kind of redesign or rethink of how you're going to deal with things or be friends. Like Nicole said, a lot of girls shake their purses because they don't want to be lonely. You know, but then when you have that mindset.
Wait.
So when you have that mindset that you don't have to shake purses to either have friends, why not be friends first? And if you're friends with this person, if something else develops, then your base was friendship. Your base wasn't the $10 that you lent them the first time you met him.
But let me ask you this.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's say I am your friend and we did get to know each other, and I've went through the situation myself, and we got to know each other and we're living for each other, and then you figured that, okay, I'm the one girl that you want to talk to, whatever the case may be. And then I, who am as a girl.
Vonna, I'm so sorry. Really quickly, if you guys listen from a computer, you got a minute and 30 seconds to dial in 347-215-6820. If you are listening from a computer, call in now if you want to be a part of the show, 347-215-6820. You got 90 seconds now. For everyone that's on the phone line, stay on the line. If you get disconnected, you will not be able to call back in. I want to say thank you for being a part of the show. For any of the cast members that are online, if your phone gets disconnected or your battery dies, thank you for being a part of the show. I can see this topic is very deep, and we may have to continue it next week as well. And if we have any technical issues and get disconnected and the show shuts down, because we know how it happens at night sometimes, I want to say we will continue again next week as well. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Good luck ahead, Vonna.
Yeah, but my question is, okay, so we be friends, we're all in love, this and the other. Why do I have to why does it consider me shaking my purse because I make more than you, I
and bettering you in our relationship. The most people are taking it as, oh, well, she's shaking her purse. She's keeping it because she got the money. I had the money when we were friends. I had the money when we were just dating. I had the money when we were in love. And if not, if you land in my bed and you came to my house and you got on raggedy shoes, I'm not taking you to my family house with that punk ass shoes on. So I'm going to better you. Why am I shaking my purse at you?
Because, I mean, anybody that you with or anybody that you decide to be with, what you have is yours. And they should have something that's theirs. And it makes it easier in a relationship when two people come to the table because the strain is not on one. And then the other one won't be feeling like, well, if I don't do this, I won't get this. And if she's not there, I won't get that. That brings too many issues to a relationship. But when both have their own, not necessarily equal, you know, if you buying him sneakers and he getting up and walking to look for a job, I guess that's cool. But if you buy him sneakers and they at the foot of the bed for every time you go to the club, I mean, for me, that would be considered shaking your purse.
But now you see the difference. It'd be if even if you're buying the sneakers for him to go get his job, you're still shaking your purse to most of these faggots.
I mean, that's a matter of an opinion. And when you know that you're doing something for the goodness of somebody else and you know that it is benefiting and not you're doing it and they're lying and telling you that this is going to be done, then why should you care what anyone has to say? But that statement only makes people mad, the ones that it applies to, because you're shaking and you're getting nothing. But the fact that he's laying up here with you, you're buying him reefer, he's fucking you, he's on the phone, he's on your laptop, you're buying him T-shirts. Yeah, but I mean, come on. When does he decide to do something? He is your man, right?
That's right. That's right.
So Nicole, and everybody on the line, do you guys think that is why the Butch Queens treat the Seven Queens the way they do?
Yes.
Because
Let
J Rock talk, because J Rock is always silent, and that's my son. Go J Rock.
Okay, I got a question to the girls on the phone, because I have two things and my phone is going to die out. The first thing is, why do femme queens feel they should get treated any better than a natural born woman? Because the things that y'all are saying, that's regular women in society. Niggas don't be niggas. They just want one thing. It's not that you're going to be lonely all your life. Like, that's fucked up that cop gave you the number, and you're like, okay, this might be somebody that's a potential, but now he just want to do something. That's with regular women, too. I hear that all the time in my family. Oh, these niggas ain't shit, but what? Hoes and tricks, because that's what they are. So why do y'all have this mentality of y'all think y'all going to be alone? If you talk to some of your real fish friends, they're thinking the same way that y'all are thinking.
Well, you know what, J-Rock, you're right, because even when I brought up earlier, Shekinah from T.I. and Tiny, that episode that we was watching today, there was a part where Shekinah was doing this outside interview in front of a club or something, and she asked one of the guys that were going by, how long will it take you to dump a girl before if she don't give you no pussy? And he said, 2 days. Mm-hmm. And this is what's happening within the ghetto. You know, she asked some good guy question, and he said 2 days. So again, J-Rock is right. This is how men are treating women, female figures, period.
I don't mean that we're going to be alone, J-Rock. What I mean in this one, we're going to be alone is, are we going to put up with it? And like, if like for example, with the guy, I really liked it. I would have liked to have carried to it then. But because who I am and what the fuck I stand for, I let what I thought was dope bitch in my situation. It was dope. It was dope. And I let it walk the fuck out my door with all my pride and everything that I stand up with, because I would refuse to be treated like that. So that's why I asked the question, what does that? And then, yes, I was sitting there, what? Alone. I had my pride. I had my integrity. I had all that, but I was still sitting there alone. So that's what made me propose the question that, well, does that mean that we're going to be alone? Not necessarily alone all our life, but alone in our situation.
Let me say this to you. This is my thing. If you allow that to happen, that's fine. My thing is this. If you want sex, this is always my thing. If you just want sex, say it.
Right.
Don't feed me the bullshit. Don't blow smoke up my ass, okay?
Right.
I'd rather you keep it 100 with me, because if you come at me on another level and you turn around and it's all you want is sex, first of all, I'm going to stop being bothered.
Mm-hmm.
And if I miss out on something, then guess what? It wasn't meant for me to have in the beginning.
Yeah.
Me, myself, I carry myself. If I'm going to be with a man, I'm going to be with a guy. I don't, like I said, bitch, I've been sucking dick since I'm 8, and dick does not amuse me any fucking more. Dick does not amuse me no more. And the thing is, girls are so stigmatized these days.
Mm-hmm.
No, he, and if he feel like you're not going to get it, guess what? When he walks out that door, he's, let me tell you something. I met this guy. We were talking. I didn't know he talked to anybody else, but he didn't care. Come to find out, he had been talking to a couple of other girls. Well, he couldn't get certain things. He couldn't get stuff from me. So guess what he did? He went around to other girls and got stuff from them. Do you think I'm mad? No. Because I didn't miss out on anything. Because first, if you don't come to the table with something, me, myself, at this day and age, at 33, you have to have something going on in your life. If you live at home with your mama, I don't want you. If you live at home with your girlfriend, I don't want you. I need a nigga who has his own. Bitch, because guess what? I have my own. I take care of myself. If you depended on somebody else to take care of you, me and you have nothing in common. Been there, done that, wrote the book, got the fucking t-shirts. Bitches these days don't learn how to stand up for what they want. Bitches feel like because they lay in their bed at night that they need a nigga to lay up next to them.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I don't need a motherfucker to lay up next to me as long as I turn the key to my own motherfucking house.
Come on.
Yeah,
but bitches are too thirsty to get a nut. Bitch, I can play with my motherfucking self.
Mm-hmm.
You better play that, bitch. No
shame. Well, bitches are so thirsty for a piece of dick. But you know what? Listen. That's another thing. Girls don't have no kind of closure with themselves. They're unhappy. They feel like they need a man to solidify their continence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't need a nigga to solidify me. Because guess what? When I get up and look in the mirror, I see cunts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a nigga. It feels good. Now, don't get me wrong. To roll over and have a nigga to lay next to. To come home to a nigga. But I ain't going to come home to a nigga who been sitting in the house playing PlayStation, smoking weed all day with his motherfucking homeboys, and bitch, you ain't got two dimes to rub to get to the cause of friction because the first of the month when the rent due, you ain't got shit to give me.
You
get
better talk about it.
And he's playing your video game, and he's smoking weed to your mother.
Bitch, you mean to tell me I spent $300 on this PlayStation 3, I bought all 15 of these motherfucking games up here. Bitch, you ain't getting food stamps to help put food in the refrigerator.
That's why there's no respect for the femme queens. And you know something? With this ballroom scene that y'all see today, y'all getting it whack. Y'all think that's fun? Y'all think that's all? Oh, everybody's jumping and going out. Why couldn't they have Travel and Kelly Jasmine when the girls were on the floor? Why could they have been moving state to state when all the femme queens from, like, Nicaragua all the way from L.A. and all these people were around and walking and stuff like that? The ballroom has no women today. No women at all. And the ones that they do have, they're only women for the floor.
Well, I got one more question before this battery
go ahead,
dies.
Y'all probably get
mad at me, but I just have to ask you because I am a Butch queen.
I'm
30 years old. So back when I was like 18 or 19, when I did have femme queen friends or whatever, I was from the generation of, you know, I got to take care of my femme queen or whatever because everybody can't just go out there and get like a regular job, all femme queens. So we already know what the film queens did. I felt like it was my job to hustle that old man with the money to give him to the film queen. So just like we use the film queen for trade, well, I don't do trade, but most bunnies use film queens for trade. What about the film queens using the bunnies for the man with the real money? Now you got these new generation bunnies like, girl, if it wasn't for me, bitch, you wouldn't even have no, you wouldn't even get, got that date that you got. Because let's just be real about it. There's a lot of girls out there that that's how they get by. So I'm feeling like that's a respect issue in itself when the film queen is using the bunnies to get the man with the money.
Hold on, wait a minute, please. Maybe hold on. Cause I, and I'm going to put, again, every week I try to put myself out a little more. First of all, I am for it. And I'm going to tell you this. Most of the bunnies are using me for my dates. I'm not using them for theirs. They ain't got no date, and they ain't making no kind of money that I can't make without them faggots being there. I actually probably make more money with them not being there, with them not, when they not making money asses, when they sit up there trying to borrow my wig so I can pull them in, asking me, can they, do I got an extra bra in my suitcase so that they can put it on so they can get it in a date because they ain't turned nothing on Adam all night.
And I'm not tricking for no bunnies, and ain't nobody having put anything in my butt for no fucking money. I don't do stuff like that. That ain't me. I'm not a motherfucking prostitute. I'm a hustler. And if I can talk you out your brains and watch you get as stoned as possible and tell you, yeah, we're going to do
okay.
yeah. And to everything I got, that's what I would do because I find no enjoyment on what I do just to take
no.
care of myself. That is not enjoyable.
No, it's not.
So,
just to touch up on everything, I just want to kind of go down the line and see if there's anything that you guys want to say individually. Jason, anything you want to just talk about overall? You know, because the show is wrapping up a little bit. So, anything you want to touch up on about tonight's topic?
I guess it's going some of the stuff that I want to touch up on, we don't have time, so I guess we'll just have to do a part two next week because I just really want to get into what we need to get into next week is some of the stuff that I'm hearing Nicole say is everyday stuff that Butch Queens go through as well.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Okay, and Enrique, you agree with Jason on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Butch Queens go through that. And also, something I wanted to touch on, too, it's just the point that I know people might get upset or say something, but, you know, when you're a Butch Queen, you know, I know a lot of people that I talk to, when you're a Butch Queen, you like men. So when you're dealing with, like, a lot of them would deal with femme queens just for the money aspect because at the end of the day, as soon as they go to work, escort or whatever, you're hooking up with a dude. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of... There's, I'm not saying there's none of them that's out there tonight, because I know they are, but they're very, to me, it seems like far and few between. So correct me if I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying?
It's the same way with trade, though. He's going to go lay it with the fish when you go to work.
Oh, but see, I don't deal with trade. I'm kind of like, I don't deal with trade
either. I'm talking about even as us as femme queens. The butch queens are going to go sneak out with another boy. The femme queens are going to, the trade are going to go sneak out with fish. So we're always stuck in that gray medium of, you know, some each whatever we like is going to sneak out if that's what they're going to do.
But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing that you guys are going through the same thing that we go through, which makes me believe that why do we, as in two pairs, film queens and butch queens, go through so many problems against one another and so much lack of respect? If you guys can relate to exactly what we relate to, and because we may be a little bit different and handle it a little bit different than y'all do, does it make us less of a woman or not a film queen? Or not acting like a lady? Because, I mean, all of us on this phone can relate to every situation we all have spoken about.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that because I have standards and morals and stuff like that, I have definitely been alone at least for the past 5 years, maybe 6 years. And believe, y'all can hear that, but believe
so
it or not.
So that don't count when the deaf boy come over.
Huh?
They don't count when the deaf boy come over.
They said if you keep your foot long in your pants, you won't be single.
Y'all gonna start trying me on this phone. I'm trying to be serious. But
girl, I'm gonna go shave my legs.
But no, seriously, like no, but sir, I mean, like I agree with a lot that that Nicole said tonight, like a lot of it, and that's why main reason why I was quiet. in a lot of things that Alexa said, but, you know, just to add my little two cents is that, yeah, I've been single, traveling alone for the past, like, 5-6 years.
Okay,
but, you know,
I've been
used to it. You know, I mean, like, bitch, it is what it is. If it's meant to be for me, then it'll be. If it's not, then I'll say it, you know. That's
mm-hmm.
why I just, you know, have my little rendezvous, honey, or whatever, and then you go the fuck home, you know. You know, so, don't get me wrong, some of them do get, you know, want to get attached, they want to get feelings, and they want to stalk mother, but, you know, I'd be like, baby, it just wasn't nothing but a session.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I guess because I've been turned so many times that I'm just, like, so numb to the fact of, like, if it is for real, it's come off to me like bullshit.
You know what was that used to gag to me and why I hate it so much now? Because then, that, like you guys said, we all went through that with trade and the wannabe boys. But a femme queen had a safety net, and the butch queen had a safety net, and it would be each other. Now there's no respect for each other
mm-hmm.
anymore, and it's all about rivalry
mm-hmm.
and battling and who can make the most coins. And I can do that too, bitch. It's all about that. But back then, where the trade couldn't comfort you and the trade didn't make you feel, always made you feel like you had to be someone else, you would have a between husband who would come in and it would all balance the fuck out. So even if you weren't necessarily sexually with him, they gave you something else that you were able to hold on to. But now it's not even like that. And the butch queens don't even know how to be men for the femme queens. And the femme queens don't know how to be cunt for the butch queens.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I agree.
Oh, poor baby. So jacked up. But at least I can say that I did enjoy the time when a fucking faggot made me feel just, I mean, I was already a woman, but I mean, when my head was down and the hair was dangling off the bed, and this was a queen, that brought so much challenge to me. I liked it that then a next boy doing it to me, and then he did it to the girlfriend down the block, and the girlfriend up the block, and the girlfriend over there. I never like to be a part of a circle. I always like just to be myself and be that one. So that's why I dated butch queens and I stayed away from the trade. Trades are tools to me. They are nothing but skits. I get out and they get out. That's it.
Mhm. I agree.
So you don't deal with that with the butch queens either?
No, you know what? The butch queen, I don't know. No, I don't. Because first of all, a serious butch queen that likes you and that never dated a femme queen, they're not going to come to you like that. When a butch queen comes to me and he pull out his trade and he carry on like that and stuff, I get nervous. Because that's not normally how they would treat the girl, because they wouldn't want the girl to feel comfortable to do that to them. So like Arike said, you would start off as friends. You know, there's no type of relationship to things today. Everything is shaking your purse,
mm-hmm.
having sex. This is now. You don't know this person. You're not compatible. You don't know. There's nothing more out of it. And then when we are disrespected or we're left gagging, we don't know why.
Right.
What do you mean? There was nothing there from the beginning.
Right, right. That's right.
Well, all I know is this has been so, like, much. Because I remember when I was young in the ball scene, like, dealing with Monica and Erica and them, I've never even heard of the femme queen. I mean, it might have happened, and maybe because I was young and I didn't pay attention to it. But it's not as public then that it is now.
What do you mean, butch queen and femme queen?
Yeah, butch queen and femme queen. I've never heard that much. And plus, even, like, there was more exclusivity to the girls. Like, you would
mm-hmm.
see them at balls or whatever, but you wouldn't see them in a club. Like, I hardly ever saw Monica them at tracks. And if we did see them, it's because we asked them to come out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would say that butch queen and femme queen thing, because I was one of the ones that wrote the Ramada, that got real hot in the late 90s.
Okay.
The late 90s. And then, you know, like the older girls, you know, Danielle, and I'm used to Jasmine. To Danielle, and I'm always used to have butch queens at all. And they would treat them like ladies, and they would have sex with them and all of that. Yes, they would.
But it was more, underground. It wasn't so much
more
out in the open, right?
Yeah. I would say it was more, but you knew. You knew. But in certain
how many femme queens now started out in the ballroom scene by dating the legendary femme queen?
Oh, wait a minute. I remember, you guys are around my age. I might be a little older than Jose. But I remember when I was hanging out in tracks, runwaying up and down the thing, I remember seeing this, what was her name? She was tall, real out. She was a tall femme queen, and she was dating this butch queen in drag, and I had no understanding what that was about. And they were just slobbering down at the bar. Not Tara, not my daughter, not too much of my daughter. No, I'm talking about the, she was, no, she was really, I mean,
Are you talking about Pagan?
I want to say, maybe it was Pagan. It was Pagan. Remember she was dating a butch queen in drag or a drag? Because I remember when we was in D.C. and she was just slobbering against her on the wall, and I was gagging. I was like, who does that? But then my own mother, she would date lesbians. You know what I'm saying? Like, she dated this one lesbian for a long time, and I had no understanding of like that. Like, why would you do that? But it would made her happy, and honestly, she says her longest relationship was with a lesbian, and they were together, T, his name was T, and they were together for, like, a lot of years. So maybe
and
she
a lot
had
of
something
times that, a lot of times they don't have nothing to do with the sex, but it has something to do with they get to each other mentally.
Right, and that's what she said. That's what she said.
It has a lot to do with what it gives it. And the butch queen and the femme queen, a butch queen gives a femme queen a lot mentally because she's not forced to go up against the stigma of con. She can be herself. He lives for her. And if any more, if she needs to be any more con than she is already is, he, as a butch queen, will make that happen. Not read her. Not come for her. He, as a butch queen, will make that happen. Butch queens used to date femme queens because they liked it the way they, the whole illusion of a femme queen, and they would take it and use it on that femme queen. So instead of them being a femme queen, they would take all their ideas, all their clothes, all their stylish ways, and they would do that for their femme queen wife.
Yeah, I have to
now
agree with that.
Now they're battling.
I don't know. They borrow each other's clothes now.
Okay.
They even stole their vote. Put them out the damn ballroom.
Kelly, are you still with us?
She's still here trying it.
All right, who do we have on the phone because I'm away from my computer? Jason, you still there?
I'm here.
J-Rock?
I'm here.
Alexis? Alexis, I think we lost Alexis. Naima, you're still there?
Mm-hmm.
And Enrique, Bonner?
Yeah.
Okay, and Nicole, and who else is on?
Alexis, please.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it's almost 2:30. I think we really touched up on a lot, but I think we definitely can continue. I mean, we can still stay on the phone, but I think we can continue next week with this because I think tonight we talked a lot about femme queens and as far as, you know, how femme queens are looked at and how they're judged and how they're, you know, how the peers, how your peers, you know, kind of label you and stuff like that. But I think next week we need to kind of touch up. And Jason, I want you to help remind me about it, and you too, Enrique, about the butch queen, about some of the things that you guys are going through and some of the things that you guys feel is happening and, you know, how it's very similar. Like,
Nicole's
very similar. Huh?
Jasmine, you do have a little bit more time. Could Enrique and Jason give me a little bit of insight on what about next week about the whole butch queen thing and what they go through, because I'm going to be wanting to know now. I just need a little something.
Yeah, and I want Jason and Enrique to give us a taste of it. Like, give us some examples. The only reason why I want to make it a show next week is because I want callers to be able to call in as well. But right now we can't do the callers. But I want callers to be able to call in as well. But Jason and Enrique, I want you guys, and you too, J-Rock, I want you guys to touch up on what you guys are talking about. Go ahead, Jason.
Like, one of the things I'm going to talk about is that I know quite a few butch queens that they don't use butch queens. They prefer to be with a femme queen, but they'll be with a butch queen if a butch queen is going to shake his purse for them. And a lot of those situations, these butch queens are butch queens that most butch queens wouldn't even look at because they're like trolls or goons or whatever. So the only thing that's going to deal with them is a femme queen, because they give them the illusion of, okay, this is a man, but he has a nice piece of trade. So because he has a nice piece of trade, he goes up to the butch queens and be like, well, if you buy me a dime bag of weed or whatever, I'll do this for you or I'll do that for you. And I'm like, boo, I can buy my own dime bag of weed, get high, and make my own self feel good. I don't need you. So you're not gonna play man on my time. Then you're gonna go home to her, and then I gotta go out, and this woman is rolling her eyes at me, thinking that I want her man, when no, your man came at me. Or situations like, that's just one situation. Or the situation, another butch queen, femme queen situation, another butch situation is no, boo, because some drag queens want to do drag. It's not that they want to be a woman, because if I decide that I want to go back, get up and drag, I'm not getting up and drag to put on a wig to try to get a man, because first of all, I'm not even going to be attracted to a man that's attracted to me dressed up as a woman. Because I'm going to already think something wrong with him, boo. I'm a man and you're a man. I want you to want me for being a man. If you want to be with one of them, I got plenty of sisters I can call for you or girlfriends I know. But I want you to be with me because you're a dude and I'm a dude.
Okay.
Enrique? I can't touch too much on about the shaking a person, because I definitely don't do that, have done that, nor would I condone that. But as far as, I mean, some of the things we could talk to is, like, the whole masculine and feminine thing, how that's a big problem, and, like, the whole gay thing, you know what I'm saying? We also talk about versatile tops and all that whole thing, you know what I'm saying? Because that seems to be a big stigma, too, because it seems like there's no such thing as versatility anymore. It's either one or the other, you know what I'm saying? Which I find to be funny, because you in the club, you hear them chatting, and it was like, he's versatile, oh, that's a bottom. And they suck their tongue. I'm like, what? No, Posty likes both. I mean, there are people who like both. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just going to touch on those situations. Also, the mental games that people, we like to play on each other. You know.
J-Rock?
Well,
Jasmine, Devin hit me up saying he's in the queue.
I'm not at the computer. Computer's doing an update, so I can't do the call.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, J-Ro.
My thing is, I would like to touch on, you know, I've been going through this ever since I was about 18 or 19 or whatever. When people see what I actually do, you know, you would not believe it, you know, because people are always saying, you're lying. Do you know it is hard as hell? It was easy for me to stay in a 7-year relationship for the simple fact. It is hard as hell for me to even talk to somebody, not because I don't want to talk to them. They don't want to talk to me, because they don't want to talk to me unless, I don't know why. I sometimes I just say to myself, well, damn, am I ugly or something? But then I always get this, oh, my God, you fine down. You bow-legged. You look nice. You look different. But why don't nobody want to talk to me? And then I finally got it. It's like, I always like, why do butch queens always want to talk to me for me to take care of them? You know, before I can even get to know you, you were already talking about, you know, my light bill, or either my gas, or either I need some money for my car. Bitch, I'm not a trick.
You don't nip that in the bud. I'm sorry to interrupt you, J-Rock, but you don't nip that in the bud. Like, first time it comes out, you stop it right there.
I stop it, but you got to understand, you're stopping it all the time. So my thing is, that just made me not want to talk to nobody, because people automatically look at you as, you know, money. And not only that, it's just like, I don't know if it's just what I give off or whatever. People feel like they're intimidated by me, why they don't want to talk to me or whatever. But when they do talk to me, and then it's like, I don't know, it's like I attract needy fucking butch queens, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Now,
like,
I'm
not
Nicole,
gonna take
it
away from school.
Nicole.
I'm right here. I just I wanted to go ahead and ask the question.
I want to ask this question to Nicole and Naima and Vonna. A lot of the stuff that we talked about tonight when it came to the Butch Queens, and that's what Jason and Enrique and J-Rock were saying, you know, it's very similar. But we're talking about a generation of Butch Queens right now that are so needy. They are just always looking for someone to take care of them or for someone to shake their purse, or they need someone to be there for them, you know, overall, I guess, or whatever. But my question is, where is this coming from, Nicole, Vonna, and Naima? Why is it like this? And it's not just them queens that are going through it with the Butch Queens. The Butch Queens themselves, the older, mature ones, like Jason, Enrique,
Jay,
is it happening?
All right, let's stop foodie popping the fuck around. Let's for real. Let's do that, because I'm just such a real person. That alone is based the stigma of this foundation. Faggots, femme queens, homosexuals, butch queens, has always known that if they use what they got, they can always get what they want. What has now happened is that manipulating tactic is no longer a secret, and people that are on the other side of the fence know themselves that if I got a nice meat or if I look cute, I could just go sit around them. And the first time you offer them something, they because that's their norm. That's what always happened, because you wasn't the first faggot that offered them something or said that they was cute. So, J-Rock, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, that happened to you, but you better believe that he met someone else who made him or treated him like that, okay? Like, so when he saw you, he thought to put his hips up in front of you and bounce up and down like he did the last person, because he figured that's how it works. When a girl really wants a piece, and she really wants it and everything, let's not play stupid, guys. Well, I've done it too. You want to smoke this blunt? That's our lie. You want to smoke this blunt? You want your... Right there, that lets that person know we're indicating that we're willing to do something to have them as our company. So now they're going to present themselves and they go along. This is how they learn the game. Heard that Trey said, you know, you get with a nice femme queen, if you cute and you got a nice piece of meat, if Naima won't do it, Tawana will. If Tawana won't do it, Taisha will. And guess what? And then if the femme queens is too busy wanting a relationship with them, then they're going to go to the butch queens. Because, see, the butch queens is going to give them, the butch queens is going to be so happy that they are getting the attention that usually goes to a femme queen. They feel like a lady. So then they're ready to go out their way, and even more than the femme queen went, just so that he can keep them around more often. That's the way it goes. Come on. I mean this, and it's not just their fault, but it's our fault too on how we introduce ourselves or how we enter in the situation.
True.
Enrique, go ahead and say what you wanted to say.
No, I was gonna say it's also J Rock. You have to be careful. Like you might have been in love, or you might have did something, or been in a relationship, and that person told people, because also word of mouth goes. Because my best friend, you know, was kind of the same way. He would talk, or he did something for his lover and something like that. He broke up with his lover, so everybody suspected he was a money bag. You know what I'm saying? So it's not too much of what you're doing. It might be what the one gay person is telling another.
Enrique, but that's what they do, though. You never sit around somebody and you're all together and one person is boasting because of the cute boys in the crowd, how they make coins or how they spend their money. Don't you know that the straight boy that's sitting there listening, his mind is dangling and dangling in the background because he needs to know how to be a part of that?
Right. That's what I'm saying. And I'm sure that's what's happening. People are getting that. Either getting firsthand or getting second or third wind, it's coming to them.
It's more so now. Before Jasmine, the girls was working it. Now, the girls are getting work because they got the game. They got it now. They come, they make you feel like cunt, lay your head on their chest, grab on their knee. They just feel that you over there feeling like you just an ultra woman.
and you don't want him to go nowhere, so you're going to cook, you're going to buy his blunt, and before you know it, you're shaking your purse without even knowing that you were shaking it. It's some real shit.
But
I
mean,
I think the blame needs to go.
I mean, but I'm not cutting you off, I'm
sorry.
But if I feel like, I'm like this, if I'm dating somebody, and they come into my house all the time, and I'm going to the grocery store, and I love this person, and I buy certain things to keep at my house for when they come, and I have smoke, okay, I feel like smoking, even when I don't smoke, I still have smoke. I still have drink in my house for when I feel like drinking. So if he's coming over and I roll a blunt or I fix a drink, I run his shower, I do those things. I'm doing those things because I care for him, not because I'm trying to keep him. Because the day before I met him, I was doing those things. The day after I leave him, I'm going to still continue to do those things. But then I'm from an older generation, so that's something
you
that
know,
I'm going
to do. No, that right, but that's expected. We're talking about buying sneakers and buying iPhones and Galaxy 8s and 6s and 7s and
oh,
all
wow.
these different types of phones and earrings and bling blings and bitches got chains while you still walking around with Payless sneakers, shoes on. That's normal. I have a linen closet. I have a bunch of tank tops. I have boxers. I have liquor on the side. That's normal. I know how I'm a woman. I know how to cater to any of my company, whether it be somebody I lay up with, whether it be my family or anybody. I think any woman is supposed to have them things. I have extra toothbrushes. I have extra toothpastes. I'm not waiting to cater to an individual. I'm ready for whatever that comes. But I'm talking about when you're going the extra mile, where you're basically becoming his paycheck. Like, you are doing everything.
Right.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second, everybody. I'm back at my computer. It's up and running. Wow, there's a lot of callers still on the phone. Thank you guys for listening. A message I got over is, Jasmine, it's because Bush Queens are dropping out of school so young and getting high and have nothing else to sell but ass or beg.
Mm-hmm.
Caller 860-759, you're on the air. I hope it goes through. 860-759. 860-759. Okay.
770-374.
Yes, hi.
Hello? Hi. You know, I was trying to, there were so many things that were being said. I was thinking, I got to write some things down so I don't forget. I want to back up just a little bit. I do believe that, you know, Butch Queens do feel like they are equal SM Queens. They feel like they're just the same. You know, in a lot of cases, that's one of the reasons why there's so many problems between us, because they feel like, well, if you can get them, I can get them too. You know, and because of that, we start having these rivalry with each other. I also feel like demographics is a big thing also. When I'm a New Yorker. I lived in New York all of my adult life until I graduated from college, and then I moved to Georgia. It's totally different in Georgia. The men are different. They treat you different. I've never dated a Butch Queen, ever. Never dated one. Never had all of my friends, but never dated them, because I always felt like we always wanted the same kind of things. I've always dated bisexual men, and it's worked for me. You know, I do believe that the older you get, the more knowledge-prone you become when it comes to men or anything that you're dating. I'm 41, you know, so I look at men now totally different than I did when I was in my 20s. When I was in college, I looked at them differently. Now, I think Alexis said something about them living with their mother and not having their own. And I was thinking, that really has nothing to do with it, because he can live at home with his mother and still be independent, because there's things going on that led him back there. I think the older we become, our requirements become different. You know, now I'm looking for companionship. It's not about him taking care of me, because I can take care of myself. But if he's coming by every day and he's stopping by, I want him to be independent as well. You know, a lot of times I think that we have to look at who we are as people and then decide what we're expecting from them. You know, we say we want these kind of people in our lives, independent, have his own job, have his own car, and you have none of those things. You don't have your own car, you're touching the trade to and from, you're in school, you don't have much money. But yet he or she should be more sufficient than you. It's unfair. No, I'm a firm believer that when you start accepting those things, you also should be able to give those things. And I think his name is Jason. I think he said his name is Jason. He mentioned about before the person came, he was doing these things, and after the person leaves, he was doing those things. Absolutely. You know, that's what life is really about when it comes to relationships. You know, I've been in an 11-year relationship with the same person for 11 years, and he's done a lot of things for me, a lot. I don't think I'd be the woman I am today if it weren't for him, because he changed who I was. He changed the way I thought, the way I did things. And there are certain requirements that came with him, you know, that he was looking for a woman. He was not looking for a femme queen. He was not looking for a butch queen. He was looking for a woman. And I had to step into that role. And it has been challenging. There's been times, I mean, he doesn't particularly care for me hanging out. He doesn't like that. So I've had to kind of let go of some of who I am to appease him, and I'm okay with it. I wasn't at first, but I am now, because now I understand that my life has to take a certain course. I've never shook my purse. I've never done none of that. Never. Never
have. Has he, just a quick question, has he let a little bit of himself go to be with you? Just
out of curiosity. Of course he has. I think it's a give and take. He used to smoke weed and do all that. I don't do any of that. I don't drink. I don't smoke. And so he knew that wasn't who I was. And if he was trying to really mess with me, he had to leave some of those things alone. And he's a straight dude. And it was challenging at first. You know, it was really challenging. And I think initially, I think Nicole said this about the young man, 6'7", the cute guy came to our house. My man is also gorgeous. 6'5", 230, Puerto Rican and Jamaican. Very, extremely attractive. But I understood when I got him that there were certain things that came with him. That he was used to women doing whatever he asked them to do, running around him, you know, worshiping him. And at first I thought I was going to fall into that role, but I thought, nah, if you want to be here, if you want to be with me, it's an honor to be with me. And if you choose to fuck up and go be with somebody else, then that's your thing. I'm not going to run behind you. And he respected that, you know. And 11 years later, he's still here.
But you know what? It sounds like you carried the whole relationship with respect. And that's what a lot of, like I would say, new women need to learn. Once you carry yourself in a respectful manner and go into your relationship with respect, it will come out respectful. It will come out nice. A lot of people don't go in with that. You know what I'm saying?
But it takes time. It's not, you know, I think, like I said, my age has a lot to do with who I am as a woman now. It has a lot to do with that. When I was younger, you know, I was adolescent. No, let me say something else. Because someone, I think it was Alexis, who said about when you're 30, you should be grown. A lot of times when we start our transitioning period, a lot of us are in our 20s. I was a teenager. But a lot of us are in our 20s. Some of us are in our 30s. And we're getting adjusted to this new body. That new body is almost a weapon because you're fascinated. You're fascinated with your breasts. You're fascinated with the way you look. You're fascinated with it. So you're just now, so you are a little more exhibitionist. You're showing your body more. You're doing things because you're pleased with the outcome of the way you're looking. And so a lot of times we are adolescents. We're like young teenage girls when we're in our 30s most of the time. You know, we're like 18, 19 years old, still running behind all the wrong boys, still not sure what kind of men we like. You know, we're still trying to decide if we want to be with a feminine man or a masculine man. You know, we're still trying to decide, not let society decide who we should be with. Because that's the biggest thing. I think the guy Rico said that about, you know, dating. He could understand how femme queens were dating drag queens or femme queens were dating lesbians. Because it's not a sexual thing. You know, the identity part is that we're going through a chemical change, identity change. It has nothing to do with our preference. You know, and that's where a lot of the breakdown happens. You start thinking that it's preference, that you look like a woman, so you should be with a man. And that has nothing to do with it. You know, that has nothing to do with what we like, our sexual preference. Our identity is what's at stake, not our
And preference. That's what my mother told me. You're absolutely right, and that's what she explained to me.
But I
love your energy. Yes, ma'am.
Where was you all night?
Well, I was trying to talk, but I was on hold, and I kept saying things. I kept saying hello, hello.
I have never heard anybody break it down just like that, and how you said it.
No, don't get me wrong. When I said the whole Jason thing, like Jason said, you had it before. your partner came or brother. But, you know, when you're in a relationship, he should bring stuff to you as well. It's not that you had it before. It's that you guys should be bringing it together. And that's all that I was saying. I wasn't saying that you were doing or you should take away. It's just that
you
when
know,
you're in a relationship,
and you know,
half and
the
half.
Point that, you know, one of the points that you made about letting things go, I remember feeling like that and with someone. And I smoked and I was listening. And I liked them and loved them so much, and I felt like I wanted to do something different. I was willing to stop to be with that person, even though I thought about what the hell am I going to do. But I still thought about stopping. So when you said that it was very challenging for him, I just immediately just seen it all in my head. And congratulations to you, and God bless, and you're one of the women who stood for what you stand for and nothing else.
Well, you know, it's also an issue, though, too. I think a lot of times the butch queens, men, even my butch queen friends, the ones I have a butch queen couple friends, they've been together like 12 years, I go over to hang out with them. And even they, when I hear them talk about each other to me personally, even they have issues with, you know, just their roles in their relationship. A lot of times when men meet femme queens, they have such an issue with first getting over the fact that this is biologically a male. They have an issue with that. They're trying to get over that. You know?
Not to interrupt you. Listen, because I have a question. But, okay, so how do you – because you gave me an idea at my age, the whole bisexual man thing. Now, like, how does that actually work? Because at the same time, you can be in love with the same idea man you just named. That's an idea man. And he has not yet – accepted the whole thing that you are a film queen. So in the meantime, you 12 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, and, you know, because and on his normal base, he's dealing with a woman. Did you have to deal with that part? And how do a film queen get past that part? Because I always thought about it, like, maybe it would just be appropriate if I stopped dealing with butch queens and dealt with men. But then I felt like I couldn't feel like less to another woman, like, because I'm who I am, I have to sit back, wait, could take the 3 o'clock in the morning type of, you know, attitude, or to be this way because he hasn't yet gotten used to me accepting me and my sexuality. How do you deal with that?
I think, you know, initially, as in everything in the beginning, it was definitely a challenge. You know, when I first met him, he didn't know. And, you know, I waited a couple of months to even tell. I was talking to him and everything. He was coming over. We was having dinner, and I didn't say anything because I wasn't sure what to say. Because he was kind of giving me this vibe that we'd be talking. Like, one time we went to dinner, and these two guys were sitting in front of us, and he was just not talking about them badly. He was just saying how he didn't like it. Nah, I don't like that. And so I froze a little bit. Like, oh, God, if I say something, I'm not going to deal with him. And then I thought about my gay mother. And she was like, listen, if he don't like you for who you are, then that's not the man you're supposed to be with. You cannot pretend to be a biological woman if you're not. Tell him the truth, and if he chooses to stay, then that's fine. If he doesn't, it's his loss. And so one night, and I'm going to get to him and the girlfriend thing, one night, you know, he was at my house, and we were talking, and I was like, I got something to tell you. And he sat there for a few minutes. He just got up and left. He didn't say anything. He got up and left. And I was thinking, damn, I done fucked up. I probably shouldn't have said anything. And like a week later, he caught me. He was like, I was thinking about it. He was like, well, at this point, I already have feelings for you. I wish you had told me earlier. I'm glad we didn't sleep together because I don't know if I was ready for that. I love women, and that's, you know, you're a woman to me, but I've only dealt with biological women. And I said to him, I said, well, you know what? Then maybe you shouldn't be with me. But yeah, my goal is, you know, I'm having my surgery this year, and that's this year. But this was 10, 11 years ago. I said, if you choose not to be here, then that's your choice. I can't make you be here. I'm not going to allow you, and that's the key word, allow. I'm not going to allow you to sleep around. I'm not going to allow that because I'm not doing it. Because you think you're the only man that I ever wanted? Do you think I don't see other men that I'm attracted to? Because I do. But I'm choosing to be here with you. So we're going to be monogamous, and we're going to be monogamous together. This is not going to be you running around the city doing whatever you want to do, expecting me to be sitting at home with my hands crossed. No, it ain't going down like that. I work too hard to achieve who I am, also allow you, because they can come in and fuck up your whole program. You know, they can come in and change, have your whole head all messed up. Because not to, and I hate to say that because I know there are men living their lives as men on the line, but, you know, sometimes men have the tendency to mess up your program, especially if you let them. You know, and, you know, I'm attracted to bad boys. You know, I'm a college girl. I went to school. I got a job. You know, I'm attracted to bad boys. I'm attracted to that. You know, but I realized for me that I had to let him know that, listen, this is my ground and I stand on it. And if you can't respect that, I know that I might have been a little dishonest in the beginning, and I apologize for that. But if you can't respect who I am as a person, you can't respect me, then you can't be here. And it took him a year. Like, he was dibbling back and forth. I done went to his ex-girlfriend's house because I, again, letting him play with my head. He's telling me he's not dealing with her. She calling my cell phone. I went over there and slipped out, you know, kicked the door in. Just, you know, I done bugged out, you know, but I realized that a lot of that was him trying to get adjusted, that it wasn't necessarily all his fault, because although he wanted to be here, he wasn't sure how this made him look. Was he gay? Did he like men? Because that was a conversation we had a lot of in the beginning. We talked about that a lot. You know, like, oh, I don't like men. I don't want to be with a man. That's not what I want. You know, and so for him to deal with me, he had to adjust to who I was. You know, and a lot of bisexual men want to be tops. They don't want to be versatile, which I'm a power bottom, so, you know, but they want to be top. They don't want to be versatile. They don't want to do that. No, it's the truth. I am. You know, they don't want to be versatile. They don't want you to top them.
Wait a minute. Can I just cut in? You said what type of men?
Bisexual men.
Okay. You're talking about from your experience, right?
Right. Well, men
okay. Okay.
Okay. Men
okay. Right. Because, you know,
double.
For me, right there, and, you know, okay, and that's...
I love what you were saying, but I had to cut you off right there.
Right.
I know that...
I respect and love what you were saying, and I actually look to the answer, but see, for me at my age and all my maturity and all that stuff, anybody got time for that? Ain't nobody got time for that. To me, that's like too, at my age and all the things I have seen men and stuff go through. And like you said, when you really like someone, how you can lose yourself. And, you know, it depends on what type of person you are emotionally when you're going through some type of situation. Like, that can be very bad. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people get on drugs. I've seen a lot of my girlfriends cut their hair, get out of drag, like, all in situations like that. So, for me, at my age, ain't nobody got time for that. And then that stuff about, oh, if I'm with a man, and I don't know. So, eventually, you would have to be doing what you said that you're doing. So, it does, your story does make sense, because you're about to have a sex change. Because that's, in that case, that's what would need to have to happen when you're dealing with a man who's dealing with all those, you know, different issues about what is it that he's doing. Hello?
Hello?
Everybody got quiet.
I'm sorry. My phone was muted.
What happened to the
door?
I'm talking about y'all said this is a time, like, that's it?
Let me ask you
a
question.
I put her on hold because we only have about 8 minutes. Well, not even eight, but probably about 6 minutes into the show before it hangs up, and I don't want it to hang up on everybody rudely. Go ahead, Jason, really quickly with your question.
Do you think part of the problem that we all go through is, because I even say this to my straight female friends, that when you meet a dude and you let the dude do everything under the sun that he wants to you on the first date, fuck you in your ear, your ass, your mouth, your lip, your tongue, wherever. You've let this man do anything under God's creation that he's wanted to do to you, butch queen or femme queen, on the first date. Do you think he's going to respect you?
Well, let me say this.
Do
you respect that person? Because I know I don't.
Me either.
No.
All right. I want you to save some of that for next week, Jason, as well. So kind of just write something up for me to save that for next week as well. That's definitely an interesting topic. But Enrique and Nicole and Bonnie, you can answer that question. It's just us on the phone.
Of course not. I would never do that. For me, I would never do that with you. Was it mine? Was she talking about?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I would never do that with somebody I consider to be a potential. I would.
Okay.
I would. That's inappropriate.
Okay,
I think
that's when my man side of my brain kicks in, and it would make me look at you different. I would have no respect for you, and I wouldn't have the respect you'd have respect for me if I do that as well.
Okay.
Before we get hung up on, I want to say, everybody, it's a loss to a lot of callers listening on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are going to continue with this next week. Next week, we're going to touch upon a lot of the Butch Queen issues as well, and piggyback off of the Fem Queen issues. So I do want to say thank you guys for listening, and tune in again next Wednesday for the second part of this show. So before we say goodnight, really quickly, did you want to say anything in the closing statements, Nicole?
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. I love this topic. I'm everywhere when it comes to this topic, but thank you. I enjoy myself.
Okay, Nicole, and thank you for calling in and be a part of this next week, okay? Vanna?
I just want to tell everybody, if you respect yourself, others will respect you, and I love y'all guys for calling in, and I can't wait to continue this next week.
Okay, thank you, Vanna. Enrique?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing she said. If you respect yourself, everybody else is going to respect you as well. And I'll be talking to you guys next week. Thanks for having me on the show, Jeff.
Thank you, Enrique. And Jason?
As always, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to speaking with you all on Tuesday and again on Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of your week, gentlemen, ladies, and be blessed.
Okay. Everyone, thank you for tuning in to tonight's show. We will be back on Monday, where we will have Tom returning back as a guest host, and he does have a lineup for you guys. So be prepared, and if I'm not mistaken, we will have also a special part of the show where a major scandal that was released today will be talked about next week. So be prepared for that as well. Next Tuesday will be the London's Tea Party cast, where they will just take everything and take it from here to there. And next Wednesday we will be back with the State of Emergency show, part two of this episode. I'm not sure what balls are happening this weekend, if anything is happening this weekend. So you guys have fun. Be safe. Don't forget October 27th, Dagoween. $6,000 to Open to All Legendary Performance Team, as well as $2,000 for Open to All Runway, $1,000 for Fem Queen Faith, and $1,000 for Fem Queen Realness, and $500 for Butch Queen Vogue Fem, Twisted versus Sisters, the Look of Killer Puppets. Everyone have a safe weekend. Well, safe week, rest of the week, and it's a good weekend. And I will speak to you guys next week. Have a good one.